When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Brubaker reaches up, he's got it at the 2-yard line! Touchdown, Shikellamy! Oh, what a catch!
The Shikellamy Braves are sponsored by Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Blaze Alexander Ford, Peter's Home Appliance, Hoopy's Detailing, Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Service Electric Cable Vision, Glick's, Shock Law, Hub's Home Oxygen, Diversified Construction, Aaron's Rentals, Shamokin Dam Health Center, ITG Basement Systems, Purdy Insurance, Central Vision Eye Care, McCreary HVAC, Alexander Family Dealerships, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motors, and now Braves football with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
It is the home opener here at Shikellamy Stadium, and 500 fans have made their way, or will make their way, here into Shikellamy Stadium this evening for what is senior night. I know it's a little unusual to have opening night be senior night, but let's face it, this has been an unusual year all the way around. But tonight, the Braves host the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, a team that rolled over Shamokin a week ago, 41-7, 26 first downs in that game against Shamokin a week ago. And boy, I'll tell you what, the only thing that you could find that was an issue in that game, Chief, was the fact that they really couldn't make an extra point. All the extra points were line drive and blocked for the most part. Cam Allison was 1-for-6, had 5 of them blocked, but he did convert on a 29-yard field goal in the game. So, again, that's, you know, an interesting opening night for Jersey Shore, even though they rolled to a win over Shamokin.
Well, you really can't blame the kicker when the punt gets, when it gets blocked. You know, it's either a bad snap, a bad hold, or the line left everybody get through, but you know, that would be very disheartening. But the field goal had to make him feel good. So that's a positive along the lines for him.
Well, and the kicks, the extra point kicks were kind of low. So that's something that could be play a part in this game here tonight. But the Braves are looking at a game where they really did not play well against a very big Central Mountain team. They're trying to pretty much hit the reset button here on this one and, you know, make your biggest improvements from week one to week two, Chief.
Yeah, what a way to go from week one to week two. Week one, you play a very good Central Mountain football team who's going to surprise a lot of people this year. They're very talented, and they also are very big. And so your next opponent trying to recoup and get better is against a solid Jersey Shore football team. The Bulldogs always, always play tough. They're physical. They're going to be in your face. They really, really like to make you throw the ball, and they're going to put a lot of pressure. And the old cliche, they put 11 in the box, all right? And they're just saying, throw the ball. And so we'll see if Coach Kizer has something to take care of that.
Well, they've got that 5-3 front, and now their front is not as big as Central Mountain's three, four guys were up front. They go 180, 190, 190, 235, 231, 75, but all these guys are extremely athletic and mobile up front, and that's what makes it kind of hard to run on this. As a matter of fact, Shamokin really struggled. 33 carries, just 26 yards on the ground a week ago.
Kevin, if I can go back 50 years ago, I would much rather block a 250-pound man, somebody closer to my size, than those 165-pound guards they used to put down from the tackles in the old 6-2 defenses, because they got low to the ground, they got up underneath people, and you named it when you said that they were very, very athletic. They're also something called quick, and sometimes if you don't anticipate their quickness, you go where they were and not where they're going to be.
Well, one thing I think we noticed last week was the Shikellamy running game we felt really wasn't clicking, and they actually had more yards than really we expected. They ended up with 37 carries, 156 yards on the ground, averaging 4 yards a carry in the game a week ago, which wasn't that bad. The problem was those holes that were there, and you'll hear more about this when you talk to the coaches about the film and looking at film. What they saw was the holes were there, but they closed up really, really quick, and the Braves need to get into that secondary block.
You need that runner, if I can go way back to Sealands Grove having Mike Fonestock, who was very fast and thin, and he could squeeze through that hole before it closed. And we've got some kids that are good running backs, but they're more power backs. They're more solid. I mean, Simcoe carried some people with him last week when he was, you know, he got hit. Somebody that gets that hole before it closes gets into the secondary, and it puts everybody at a little bit of a disadvantage. And, you know, if you get into the secondary a couple of times, then the defense, the linebackers stop committing themselves, all right? They stop, you know, wanting to blitz all the time. But that's a big if.
You know, if you're looking for two things to take out of the game last week, I think one of them is penalties. Braves, three penalties for 25 yards. They averaged seven penalties a game a year ago. That's definitely an improvement. Here's the other improvement I saw from one week to the from one year to the next, and that was the fact that the Braves did not turn the ball over. Now, they put the ball on the ground three times, but they did not turn the ball over. The other side of it is Central Mountain put the ball on the ground four times, but the Braves weren't able to recover any of those fumbles either. But again, if you're at zero after the first week, the way you've, you know, haven't been able to get together on a regular basis with a new coaching staff, a new idea here defensively, you know, I think that's a plus. I think that's a plus overall.
The key to why they have why they did not have many penalties and make a lot of mistakes is called discipline. I watched practice last night, and they were getting ready for the game tonight, and they were running a little bit of simulation, and they actually had to kick an extra point. And I can very distinctly hear Coach Kaiser after the ball hit the upright and did not go through say, every point counts, and that's all part of concentration, and that a lot has to deal with that when you're talking about people that are blocking, people that are, you know, listening to the cadence, and also don't do anything dumb. I mean, remember all the 15-yard penalties the Braves had last year, Kevin?
Absolutely.
There was a pile of them just because they did things after the play, reacted very emotionally instead of thinking.
Averaged three of those
a
game.
That was a lot.
A year ago. Well, you mentioned Coach Kaiser. We'll chat with him in just a moment. Shikellamy's home opener against the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. This is round one between Shikellamy and Jersey Shore this year on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
In-store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even on for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. 4970. At the Schock Law Office, Attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley and now conveniently located just off the strip at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find the legal solutions you need for your life or business. So whether your legal needs involve estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating any of the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business, contact the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at SHOCHLaw.com.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
Sportsmen, join us at Marx's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Marx's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Marx's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at Marx's.com.
Welcome back to the pregame. Kevin Herr with Coach Jim Kaiser of the Shikellamy Braves joining us. Coach, we said this at the end of the game Friday night. Dave and I were saying, and a matter of fact, it was Dave that made the comment, you're not as bad as what you thought you were, but you're not as good as what you thought you were as well. Does that apply when you looked at the film from last week's game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's things that if we clean it up and, you know, we make a play here or there, it's a different game. Bill Freeman, one of my defense coordinators, made the statement that was an eight-play game. There were eight plays where if things go a little bit different, it's a different game.
Yeah, Joe Paterno was always a big stickler. There's 10 major plays in a game that make a difference, and that is exactly what you're saying there. Offensively, had some good opportunities to make some big plays, had some good runs, but what is it that you need to do to be a little bit more consistent with the running game?
Well, everybody's got to do their job. If we have one more block on each one of those plays, we spring something big, or, you know, we get 5, 6, 7 yards on a play. Instead of four, and you know, it's just each guy taking care of what he's got to take care of, and things change.
You know, defensively, last week we talked about those guys up front, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. They were really quick off the ball, really moved well, and opened up some holes on the offensive side, made it a little tough to run on the defensive side. Is there anything that matches up tonight with Jersey Shore the way Central Mountain looked up front?
Yeah, actually, you're going to see the exact same defense, but not as big up front. Quick. You know, Jersey Shore, typical Jersey Shore team. They're tough, they're quick, not overly big, but, you know, they're going to come at you. Tommy Gravish did a great job with these guys, and it's going to be very similar, just not quite as big up front.
How hard is it to get your defense ready for a Jersey Shore team that has a plethora of wide receivers that play more or less a wing position and end up running the ball just as much? How hard is it to get your corners in the right position and get your and in your 3-5, your defensive dogs on the outside in the right position?
Well, again, in our defense, it's about your gap control. So if you got your if everybody just does their job, maintains their responsibilities with our dogs on the outside, making sure that we make everything get strung out, and our linebackers will get there, our corners will get there. So by scheme alone, I think we keep the guys in pretty good shape and pretty good position. It's just making the plays now.
As you looked at Jersey Shore on film, what was the one thing that stood out to you the most?
Their quickness. We got a running back, number 7. I don't know the young man's name, but boy, he's tough. But their whole offensive line, they come off the ball well. They come off quick. A lot of schemes. Defensively, they're going to fly to the football. They're fast. Just a typical Jersey Shore, tough, hard-nosed team.
Coach, as we wrap up here, give me your thoughts on what you would like to see different besides a win. What would you like to see different tonight that you didn't see a week ago?
Trust in each other. Trust in and the coaching staff. Trust in the players, working together, making sure that, you know, we're not trying to win the game on one play every play. You know, we just let the game come to us. Trust in the play call. Trust in the play. Trust in the guy making the block. Trust the guy making the throw, and then the guy making the catch. Just trust everybody.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Need dining room, living room, or bedroom furniture? Aaron's in Sealand Grove has a full showroom of new and pre-leased merchandise at affordable prices to fit anyone's budget. Also, don't miss out on our 6 months famous cash from now till October 3rd. Aaron's is at 1102 North High Street in Sealand Grove behind CVS. If you can't get to the store, just call us at 570-743-8260 or go to aarons.com. As always, there's free setup, delivery, and service with every sale. Stop in and see Courtney, Nikki, Jacob, Austin, and Andrew at Sealand Grove Aaron's team today. Aaron's is easy, beautiful, and affordable. My 84 Corvette is my shrine. I'm super picky about how it looks, and I don't really trust just anyone to shine it up and clean it the way I want until I found Hoopy's Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing is in Sunbury, and Mike, the owner, he treated my car as if it was his own. He was so cautious and I think as much of a perfectionist as I am. It's shiny, spotless. He even took care of some paint correction from a summer storm. Get a full detail that's wash, wax, and interior or exterior only, or any detailing. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing. Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E. At Hoopy's Detailing on Facebook, too.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Hi, this is Susan from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Senior night here at Shikellamy Stadium as we get ready for the home opener between the Shikellamy Braves and the Central Mountain, Jersey Shore Bulldogs. I had a flashback there for a minute.
That's a bad flashback.
That was a bad flashback. You're right. I'd rather not go back to week one. That's it. I'm sure Coach Kaiser of the Shikellamy Braves feel the same way. They would like to make a nice little bounce back against a Jersey Shore team that, quite honestly, has had their number the last several years. And I think it's been, what, is it 5 years?
It's a long time. It's been quite a while. I can't remember. I know Coach Hort was still helping you out, and this is like the 2.5 years I've been at it, and I don't remember when they did beat them.
It's been at least either 5 years or five games, one of the two, but it's been, of course, they swept the series last year in the playoffs as well, winning both games up at Jersey Shore. For the 0-1 Shikellamy Braves, their offense will be led by Drew Balestrini, the 6'155 senior, 5 of 8, 69 yards a week ago, averaged 5 yards a carry on his runs. Gage Wolf is the running back, a 5'10", 170 junior. along with Isaac Schaefer Knights. Knights, the 5'9", 190 sophomore. Colton Simcoe, the leading ball carrier at the running back slot for the Braves, a 5'10", 160 junior. He carried the ball 11 times, 43 yards in the loss last week. Davis Marshall will make the move to tight end this week. He's the leading pass catcher, two grabs for 44 yards for the 6'4", 190 senior a week ago. John Pfeiffer, the wide receiver, the 6'3", 165 pounder. He is a junior. Across the front, it's Caden Hoffman at left tackle, 6'2", 225, the junior. Nate Gessner, a left guard, 5'10", 200-pound senior. Curtis Raker, the man in the middle. He's going to be snapping the ball, the 5'11", 225 junior. Trent Schrader is the right guard, the 5'10", 207 sophomore, and the right tackle is Caleb Kashner, a 6'4", 210 junior. John Gittins will do the kicking. He's 0-for-1 in field goals, had one extra point, or has, excuse me, had that field goal attempt blocked. On the defensive side, it'll be Dalton Dugan for Jersey Shore at 1-0 for the Bulldogs defense, 6'1", 180 senior. Or Quincy Myers at defensive end, 1.5 sacks and 5 tackles with a fumble recovery for the 6'1", 190 senior. Connor Davis, the other defensive end, a 6'2", 190 junior, along with Lee Springman, a defensive tackle, 6'2", 235 senior. Carter Peacock, the defensive tackle, 6'1", 230 junior with 6 tackles, leading the team in tackles. Gage Wilson is the nose tackle, 5'10", 175 senior. Gabe Packer is one of the linebackers, the 5'8", 170 senior, tied for the team lead with 6 tackles and a fumble recovery. Hayden Packer is the other linebacker, a 5'10", 190 sophomore, 4 tackles, 1 for a loss, and a fumble recovery. Cooper Peacock is the corner. He has 5 tackles for the 5'10", 175 sophomore. Caden Hess with a pick a week ago, the 6'2", 193 junior. The safeties will be Cam Allison, does also have an interception for Allison, 5'10", 188 senior, and Owen Anderson, the other safety, a 6'1", 178 senior. On the offensive side of things for Jersey Shore, it'll be Brandon Weary at quarterback, a 6'1", 185 senior, 16-25 a week ago, no interceptions, 4 touchdowns, and 172 yards. Cam Allison, the leading rusher. The tailback is 5'10", 188, a senior, averaging 6 yards a carry, 128 yards on 20 carries and 2 touchdowns a week ago. Hayden Packer is the fullback, a 5'10", 190 sophomore, along with wide receiver Cooper Peacock, a 5'10", 175 senior. Owen Anderson, the leading receiver for the Bulldogs, 6'1", 178 senior. It has 6 catches, 82 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Dalton Dugan, the other wide receiver, is a 6'1", 180 senior, and Caden Hess, a 6'2", 193 junior. Across the front, it'll be Preston Wool at tackle, a 6'1", 265 senior. Joe Lorson, the left guard, a 6'1", 220 junior. Caden Smith, the center, a 6'1", 225 senior. Lee Springman, the other guard, 6 foot, 235 senior, and Colin Samar, a 5'11", 205 senior. Cam Allison will do the kicking. 1-for-1 on field goals, a 29-yarder, and 1-for-6 on extra points. He had one blocked, or excuse me, had 5 blocked and converted on 1. Shikellamy's offense will have Curtis Raker up front, the 5'9", 230 junior, will be also joined by Caden Hoffman, a 6'2", 235 senior. Nate Gessner is the nose tackle, a 5'10", 200-pound senior. Davis Marshall is the dog. On the other outside linebacker position, it's Connor Fitzgerald. Duncan Weir leading the team with 11 tackles at the Mike linebacker. Weir, a 6'1", 180 senior. Isaac Schaefer Knights is the Sam, and the Will linebacker is Colton Simcoe. Drew Balestrini is the corner, John Pfeiffer the other corner, and Bray Long, a 6'3", 165 junior at safety. There's your starting lineups. Opening kick when we return to Shikellamy Stadium, week 2 of high school football season on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stands for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
For nearly six decades, Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies has served the home health needs of Central PA with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. We provide solutions to enhance the lives of our customers and their loved ones by helping them be safer, more comfortable, and independent at home. With offices in Williamsport, Lewisburg, Lock Haven, Wellsboro, Harrisburg, and Carlisle, there is always a nearby office to help you improve your life. Now open, our new Hubs location in the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Thielens Grove.
I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified agent-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss projects that keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Oh, I hate this line. I'm going to be late for work. I just want a cup of good coffee. And I don't have all day to sit here waiting.
Well, good news for you. You soon can get fresh roasted coffee and treats at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Danville Highway. It's going to be the funnest, funkiest coffee shop in the valley with a drive-thru that serves you friendly and fast. It's happening later this month, so go to their Facebook page now for updates. Route 11 Coffee and Cream on, you know, Route 11, of course, in between Norrie and Danville. Coming to you soon.
Just about ready to get things underway here at Shikellamy Stadium tonight, where the temperature is in the mid-60s as the sun goes down. A breeze is coming across Shikellamy Stadium, actually moving right to left as we view things toward the south end zone, and it's a pretty stiff breeze at that. It has a tendency to swirl here at Shikellamy Stadium because of the way the trees and everything is set up, but it could impact the kicking game, especially here tonight.
Could be worse. It could have been coming from the southwest, which is right over the Sunbury Municipal Authority sewage treatment plant.
Very good point. Let's take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Chief, what are the big keys for the game tonight?
I think when you listen to what Coach Kaiser had to say, number one, about every man on offense has to do their job, turn some of those plays that were no gainers or small gains into big plays. That's the first thing they're going to have to do. They're going to have to control that offensive line of scrimmage, too. The other thing is they can't be overwhelmed by the pressure that Jersey Shore is going to put on defense. You just have to make sure that you get a body on people, and that's important, too, to control that line of scrimmage. Defensively, the Braves just have to, I guess the word I want to use is they've got to tackle better, all right? They've got to be more sure about their tackles. And it looks like we're getting ready for the kickoff, Kevin.
And there is the kick by Gittens. It will go all the way back to about the 3-yard line. Back there at the 3-yard line, bringing it back is going to be number 7. That's going to be Cam Allison. Allison to the near side of the 20, gets to the 25-yard line, and is dropped at the 25-yard line. Caleb Kashner there on the tackle.
Connor Fitzgerald is the one that got in front of him and pushed him back inside. He also had a piece of that. So we'll see what the Braves do on defense.
Braves do, again, defer after the toss that they had won like they did a week ago. Under center is going to be Weary. Weary with an eye formation. He'll hand it back to the second back through, and that'll be Allison. Allison will come up, get to the line of scrimmage, and come up with about two more yards. There is a host of Braves there ready to wrap him up, including Curtis Raker from the defensive tackle spot.
Big number 78, Nate Gessner, was the first man to get to him. He did a nice job of slanting. Here we got a little bit of hurry-up offense, Kevin.
Indeed. Second down and 8. Man in motion to the far side of the field is Hess. The pitch is going to go to Allison. Allison turns the corner at the 25 to the 30. To the 35. Has the first down and is just collared down at the 39-yard line after a gain on the play of 8.
So if
actually make it 10.
If Caleb Kashner is 67, 81 just made the tackle, I thought. Or was that 31? I'm not sure, Kevin.
Well, there is no 31, but I'll have to check that. I formation again. Back to pass, rolling out is Weary. Weary will send it to the near side. He'll find Hess. Hess will make the catch at about the 35, the 45. The ball is fumbled, and it will be dropped back to the 42-yard line, where it is very, very quickly covered by number 62, Joe Lorson, the lineman.
They're going to say he was down. They're going to move the ball back to where he caught the ball at the 47, about the 46-and-a-half-yard line of Jersey Shore, Kevin.
Yep, they are going to say down by contact, so it'll be second down and 8 after the 8-yard gain at the 38-yard line. I formation, Weary, 3-step drop, pump fakes, looking long downfield. He's got a man at the 30 and makes the adjustment down to the 21-yard line. Caught there by Owen Anderson. And Anderson grabs it at the 22-yard line, a gain of 25.
Nice pump fake by the quarterback, and John Gessner got sucked in thinking it was going to be a hook pattern. He went long. And it was a nice pass, and a big gainer for Jersey Shore.
They'll barely get the chain set before they hand it off to Allison to the near side. Gets to the 15 and bounced off his feet by Balestrini. And that will be at the 11-yard line. They'll spot it. Good enough for a first down, gain of 10. Jersey Shore just moving the ball both on the air in the air and on the ground right now. Quickly on the ball, Weary again. Sends Hess in motion from the near hash mark. And we'll give the fullback Packer that time, and he will cross the 5 and come up down to the 4-yard line, a gain of 6.
I really don't think anybody made the tackle, Kevin. I think somebody got a leg on him, and then he lost his balance and tripped. This is I've played where people have used a hurry up offense, and if you're not used to it, it's very, very demoralizing.
Hess will go in motion. Here's the handoff to Allison. Allison cannot break the tackle. Weir makes it right at the line of scrimmage. It is going to be short of the first down. Third down and about 2.
That's a great job by Duncan. Filled that hole. And, it looked like the running back was going to try to come back to the right. And he wasn't able to because Duncan had a good hold of him. Big play here, Kevin.
Under center, Weary on this third down. Rolling out to the near side. Fires it into the corner. It is in for the touchdown. Just stretching over the line, Caden Hess. Great coverage there by Drew Balestrini. But unfortunately, that pass was thrown really in the only spot that Hess could catch it. That's his second touchdown of the season.
Very, very high pass, Kevin. I thought the Braves might have a chance to pick that off, but it was just like I think you described the one place where they couldn't get to it. It was thrown, and the Jersey Shore receiver hauled it in.
Well, now the kicker, Allison, has been struggling. He kicks that one really well, got some elevation there, and makes it. So the PAT is good, and that makes it 7-0 Jersey Shore. 9:36 to go in the first quarter. That one, a drive of about 75 yards for the score.
And 2 minutes and 24 seconds, and normally that would probably take you, the way the plays were being run, probably twice as much time, but that hurry-up offense, and which they did to Shamokin last week, and I think we forgot to talk about that before the game, really had the Braves back on their heels. And even when there was a possibility that they made some good plays, immediately after that, Jersey Shore came right back and picked up yardage. What is it with the number 7 for the running back, Kevin?
I don't know. That it seems to be a very popular number and
Pence
a very talented one.
Pence last week at Central Mountain was number 7, and he was over 100 yards. And now we've got number 7 for Jersey Shore, which is Cameron Allison.
And Allison will have the ball now on the far hash mark at the 40-yard line.
So the Braves, basically, they're going to have to, they're going to have to answer here, Kevin. They're going to have to try to get a sustained drive. The best way to keep Jersey Shore from scoring is keep the ball away from them.
That is a short kick that hits at the 20 and dies at the 18. Coming up with it and coming downfield is Schaefer Knights, and he will get to about the 23-yard line, so a bit about 5 yards on that return.
Kevin, that ball was low. It was a knuckleball, and when it hit the ground, it stopped.
It was like a wedge shot,
It just stopped.
Most people.
Almost had a little backspin on it. Maybe a Phil Mickelson shot, right?
It reminded me of a wedge,
With a lob wedge.
My wedge shots are usually a line drive worm burger. Shigalemi down 7-0, 9:32 to go first quarter. Baxter split wing to the near side. Here comes the handoff. And over to the 25-yard line, just short of the... Now they're going to spot him at the 25-yard line. That appeared to be Simcoe on the carry, but he got swallowed up early.
To me, it looked like number 44, Hayden Packer, one of the linebackers, with the tackle, although there were several other Jersey Shore people there. Kevin, if you look at their defense, there's only one person that's not within 3 or 4 yards of the line of scrimmage, and that would be your safety. And it's the same thing again.
And there is an under-center wing formation. Ballastrini, five-step drop, tries to hit Pfeiffer, and Pfeiffer got hammered right there as the ball got there by the sophomore Cooper Peacock.
But the thing is, you got to get your hands up, Kevin. And you got to be able to catch the ball. The ball was well thrown. It had to be a bullet. It was there, but he did not have his hands up. And I don't think it was the hit that caused the miscalculation as far as him catching it. It's just that he didn't have his hands ready.
One receiver to the near side of the field, and that's going to be Pfeiffer. Again, third down and 8 from the Shikalimi 26. Ballastrini with the play action. Rolling out to the near side. Not much running room. Fires it behind Pfeiffer and incomplete. It would have been good enough for a first down. That one has to be on the sideline, and that one was behind Pfeiffer as he went to the sideline.
Well, you have a quarterback that's right-handed rolling left in the waggle play, and you've got a tight end that's coming across at about 10 yards deep. You got a fullback that's coming across a little bit deeper, and then you had another wide receiver also that was on that side. They flooded the Shikalimi's left side, would have been Jersey Shore's right side on defense, and that ball needed to be thrown sooner too, Kevin, because it was thrown while he was on closer to the sidelines.
I'm not sure if Jersey Shore did not have the right personnel, too many personnel, or what, maybe too many personnel. It took a timeout on this. Shikalimi almost had too many guys on the field as well. Hey, something to keep in mind on Saturday the 26th, it's the Shikalimi Braves Chicken Barbecue at the America's Hose Company. That is $10 for a platter, your choice of two sides, roll and dessert, $6 for a half. That's on the 26th for the Shikalimi Football Boosters. High snap controlled by Gittins. Gittins has time, boots it away, gets a good kick away. All the way back to about the 36-yard line is the returner, and he will come up to the midfield. He'll get to the 40-yard line, down the sidelines to the 30, and a new returner for the Bulldogs, Dalton Dugan, with the big return from the 35-yard line. They will spot it at the Shikalimi 27.
Well, 67 made the tackle, and I do not have his name.
That's going to be Kashner. He changed jerseys.
That's right, Kashner. You are correct.
So with 8:38 to go, the ball at the Shikalimi 28-yard line. Handoff, first back through, and there is no room there at all for the big running back, Hayden Packer. The fullback is met and dropped immediately.
Well, Curtis Raker was right there, had him by the legs. And number 78 for the Braves also in on the tackle. That would have been Nate Gessner. So they did a nice job of stuffing the isolate.
Four receivers now, shotgun formation, Weary with a sidecar right, man in motion. They'll hand it off to that man in motion. That looks like it's Jordan. It is Brady Jordan at the 20 to the 15. Spins inside and is planted at the 11-yard line, but not before a gain of 19 and a first down.
Well, Braden Long and Isaac Schaefer, nice with the tackle, but what a nice job by every one of the wide receivers for Jersey Shore. They blocked downfield and helped him pick up that extra yardage.
Jersey Shore in hurry mode. Allison again with the carry. He will break through the first wave and run across the 5-yard line to the 4. That'll be a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4. They can get a first down at the 1-yard line. Make it a gain of 7. Bring up second down 3.
Connor Fitzgerald with a nice solid tackle, but unfortunately it was down pretty far downfield.
7:35 to go first quarter, 7-0 Jersey Shore. Here's the handoff again to Allison. Allison spins across the five, down to the goal line. He is down at the one-yard line. That will be good enough for a gain of four and a first down, but he only has inches to go before Jersey Shore puts another six on the board.
Well, Caden Huffman along with Gage Wolfen on the tackle, but again, they had him at the line of scrimmage or even behind the line of scrimmage, and they just aren't able to stop him in his tracks or push him backwards.
Where he hustles him to the line of scrimmage. And the dive play is in for the touchdown. No problem. Boy, a lot of surge of orange helmets there, making that one an easy touchdown for Packer, the fullback, his first of the season.
He didn't have much to do, Kevin. All he had to do was put his helmet down and find a spot between two linemen who had fired out and dive into the end zone. I think he was on our famous one-foot-yard line, all right?
I think he was. So it'll be Hess on the hold for Allison. Snaps good. Kick is up. That one drifting to the left upright and inside the left upright and good.
Kevin,
with 7 minutes to go, it is 14-0 Jersey Shore.
If we go back to the punt by John Gittins, there were two men. There were two Shikalmi players. Both guys that had released early were on either side and were there as he caught the ball. And they went right by him. All right? And that's, instead of having the ball probably at the Jersey Shore 30-yard line, now they're down at the Shikalmi 30-yard line, just overran. And again, you know, one of the hardest things to do is sprint tackle. And, you know, when you're near the guy, you're supposed to break down. And neither one of them broke down, and he just went flying right by him. And he did the old slice, and down the sideline he went, and nobody had contained, and it was a great, great return. I don't think Jersey Shore blocked that well. I just think that Shikalmi did not play that well on that punt.
That could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, too. By the way, we'll update you tonight on the Blaze Alexander Ford Chump game of the week. That is going to be Central Mountain and Sealands Grove. Right now, it's scoreless in the first. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Here comes Allison with that line drive kick. It hits one of the up men. Taken and fell on by number, Braden, 31. Is that Long?
Braden Long.
Yeah.
That ball hit number 58, Alex Geiser, right in the back. Now, can you imagine? He's facing the ball, facing the field.
It bounced up.
It hit him in the back. So
it hit behind him and bounced up and hit him in the back. I thought I saw that too, but I thought I was seeing things.
It was bizarre.
So on the short field, well, 28 yards, Jersey Shore puts it in for the 14th point of the game. And with 6:56 to go, the Braves will start at their own 34. A little better field position now as the ball's on the far hash mark. Looks like might be a change of play here by Balestrini as he looks at the wristband. The handoff over to the right side, looking for running room to Schaefer Knights, and he will find absolutely nothing over there.
This is exactly what Jersey Shore does every year. You can't run east and west against them because they pursue so well. Kevin, there's 11 defenders out in the field. I would say 8 of them were in on that tackle.
I thought there were 13 defenders on the field on that play. there were a lot of orange helmets there.
Somebody's got to be able to block these guys.
There were a lot of orange helmets out there. One receiver, Pfeiffer, to the near side. He's covered there by Hess. In motion into the backfield. The handoff goes to Simcoe, and Simcoe tries to push the pile back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll be about it. That's 9.
Two safeties,
yeah.
And one guy that was close. 11 minus 3, 8 guys on the tackle. We can't even begin to tell you what the numbers are, folks.
Jersey Shore in their orange helmets with the JS on the side, the black stripe down the middle. White jerseys and orange lettering, orange pants with a black stripe. Braves are in their all maroon tonight.
Well, you're going to see Davis Marshall move to wide receiver on this play, Kevin. I can almost guarantee it. Hey, look, there he comes.
And he is coming out to the wide receiver spot. 4 receivers in this pattern right now. Ball in the far hash mark, sidecar right, left. Balestrini in the shotgun, back to pass, pressure's coming. He's got to roll out, tries to break the tackle, and he's dropped, and he fumbled the ball. Picked up and headed into the end zone with it is Quincy Myers for the touchdown. I thought he was down.
He was, he's saying that he was throwing the ball. I know he wasn't throwing the ball. I know it wasn't thrown.
I thought his knee hit the ground, but the official right there threw the beanbag on the fumble, and it was picked up by Quincy Myers and run in for a 15-yard touchdown.
Well, we're a little over 6.5 minutes into this game, and Jersey Shore's about to go up 21-0 on two solid offensive performances and a turnover by the Braves and a fumble pick up for a touchdown.
Extra point is up, and it is good. So Myers on the fumble recovery on the fumble recovery races it in. That is his second fumble recovery of the season.
Kevin, if I remember last year, I believe that Jersey Shore had one of those linemen or deep. Well, actually, it's probably one of the backer to the opposite side. Drew Balestrini never even had a chance to look downfield. That's how many people were in the backfield right away. And as he rolled out to the left, you know, he was being run down. He got grabbed by the waist and swung down, and you got to pull that ball in. You can't leave it out. And when it just came out. And there's no other Shikellamy players 13 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They're all up in the front,
they're not
going to
get any help.
Pick it up, and off they went.
Well, the other, like I said, I had thought his knee might have touched. He was on the way down for sure when the arm went out. But the official right there immediately threw the beanbag without hesitation. And that squib kick is going to hit at the 18-yard line, taken on the right side and running up by Schaefer Knights to the 30.
Ball's
and
out.
The ball is loose again. Jersey Shore says they have it. The officials have not signaled yet. And it looks like I still haven't seen a signal.
Jersey Shore football. They have it. You know, Kevin, I hate to say it, but this game will be over before the first quarter's over.
Oh, boy. You have a plethora of choices for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play right now. 5:19 to go, 21-0. Jersey Shore in command. Here's the handoff. Rushing to the near side with it is going to be Brady Jordan. Jordan crosses the 30 and is tripped up. Balestrini in that general vicinity after a gain of 5.
Oh, he ran away. Duncan Weir's angle was a little off, and Duncan at least slowed him down a little bit, but he still picks up 5 yards, Kevin, on that play.
Shotgun formation. Allison the carry breaks the first tackle, but is actually got just enough hand on him there to knock him off his feet.
77, Kevin.
Yeah, that was going to be Rivera.
Yeah. Abram Rivera came through and caused him to lose his balance and fall down.
Third and four, back to pass, rolling to the near side and throwing behind the receiver. Hesse's caught it at the 20 to the 19-yard line, and that is good enough for a first down and a gain of 9.
12.
Actually, 11. I'm going to correct that.
Braden Wertman in on that tackle, along with Gage Wolf. But still, accurate passing, Kevin. I mean, it just bullets.
Right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
And good, and catches, too. And no bobbles on any of the catches. Here comes the handoff out of the shotgun to Allison. Allison met and dropped. Solid tackle there by Davis Marshall from his linebacker position.
It's a nice play by Davis. He plays that outside backer, and they had actually kicked out the end. They pulled a tackle and kicked out the end. It looked like it was a big hole. Davis came right through and made the tackle. The guy only picked up 1 yard on that one.
Shotgun formation for Weary again. Takes a direct snap. Has time. Lobs it up. Open receiver. And it is caught for the touchdown in the front corner of the end zone by Owen Anderson. His third touchdown of the season.
He got behind John Pfeiffer. He ran a flag pattern, all right, and John had his back to him. And, you know, when you're behind somebody and they're throwing over top of you, it's pretty hard to knock the ball down or cause the interception.
That, I believe, was a 17-yarder?
I think you're right, Kevin.
Extra point pending with 3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Snaps down. The set is, kick is up. And it's good. So 28-0 Jersey Shore here in the first quarter of play. It's been Jersey Shore short field after short field.
Well, two turnovers, a fumble on a passing situation, a fumble on the kickoff, And the way Jersey Shore can put points on the board, you know, you can't give them first and 10 from your own 30-yard line and in.
Here's our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. Central Mountain leading Sealands Grove 6-0 in the first on Eagle 107 tonight.
That doesn't surprise me, Kevin.
Our Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard has Montoursville leading Central Columbia in the first 7-0. Everything else is scoreless. We can check out the scores as well on our Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard online at WKOK.com. Just click on scoreboard.
The Montoursville Central Columbia football game should be a very good game.
Should be entertaining.
You got two really solid football teams playing there. Central Columbia with an easy victory over Lewisburg last week, and Montoursville just mauled Midwest.
Every kick for Allison's been short and over to the right side to Knights, and he will have it again. This one a little deeper to the 17, to the 20, 25, 30, right up the seam, up to the 35, and he will be dropped at the 36-yard line, one block away from running wild. Actually, that was Chase Morgan on the carry that time.
Gabe Andrus with the tackle, along with number 13, Brady Jordan. Both sophomores, both of them getting a chance to be on the kickoff team.
3:43 to go here in the first quarter of play, and it's already 28-0, Jersey Shore.
Well, the Braves have not been able to do anything offensive.
And defensively, they haven't been able to come up with a stop against the hurry-up offense. Here's the handoff to the near side, looking for running room over there. He's going to be Wolf, and there is nothing there. He's going to lose a yard to the 35.
Again, Kevin, I mean, there's five players that are away from the ball, seven people on the tackle. Seven.
That's a lot of orange helmets out there. Second down, and actually, he's going to say he lost 2 yards. Second down at about 12 now from the 35-yard line. Shikalimi trying to get a first down here. They have not had too many possessions. This is only the third possession because of the turnover. Balestrini under center, sends it back into the backfield. He will pitch it to said back. That's going to be Schaefer Knights. And he is just, I mean, it's almost like there is a highlight on his, or a spotlight on him. Because as soon as he got the ball, every Jersey Shore defender found their way to him for a loss of two.
You know, it's hard to describe. I mean, it's hard. You're... You remember when he used to put the glow thing on the hockey puck?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. You
know, yeah,
when we played hockey?
Yeah, it looked like it was on Knights that time.
The Braves have to get a body on people.
Over to the far side of the field now. That's where Marshall is. And Balestrini coming from under center, rolling out to the far side, has no time at all, has the stiff arm, breaks the tackle, fires it at the feet of Pfeiffer, can't quite get it. I'll tell you what, Balestrini on the run that time, and I mean full sprint run.
Pfeiffer was wide open,
yep.
But when you're running for your life and you got to throw across your body with your shoulders perpendicular to the man you're throwing to, okay, it's tough.
So Kenton's ready to punt for the second time tonight. He will punt with his heels on the 21-yard line. Back deep is Owen Anderson to the near side.
They're missing a tackle on the punt team.
And they are going to have, they're bringing in Weir. Now the play clock is on the field tonight, so we can't tell you if they're going to be running out of time. Looks like they're all right. They get it away, and the punt's
nice
away.
Punt.
And it is a good punt, taken by Dugan at the 28-yard line to the 30. And Marshall makes the play at the 31-yard line.
You know, for a man that's 6'4", all right, and 200-and-some pounds, Davis Marshall's a pretty solid tackler, all right? He puts his shoulder in, and that was an open field tackle and actually drove the punt returner for Jersey Shore backwards. So I have to say a lot of positive things tonight, but I've seen three solid tackles, one by Fitzgerald, and two by Davis Marshall.
This is the, I believe, the fifth Jersey Shore possession.
Look at this formation, Kevin.
Three receivers to the near side. When was the last time we saw a Bulldog offense that way? They run the option out of it, and it's successful as Allison crosses the 35 to the 37-yard line and is knocked out of bounds.
That's odd because they had, if you look at how many linemen they have up front, they've got trips to the right, and they only have one receiver the opposite way. And you've got your...
almost looks like they barely had enough linemen.
Well, you've got your five linemen there, but last time there was only four, I think. That's why it's just hard to think.
And there's the dive, or a quarterback keeper by Weary, and Weary easily gets the one they need, plus a bonus five, six more to the 45-yard line.
One of the Braves missed him in the backfield. Hit with the shoulder, wrap your arms. You can't do that against a strong kid. It'll just bounce right off of you.
Coach Grab is putting in the hurry-up or no-huddle offense with this type of summer we've had. That's impressive, and they've run it very well. Not many mistakes in it. Here's the swing pass, and that one of those mistakes. It looked like that time that Cam Allison, who was in motion, took a step forward just a tick before the ball was snapped.
With the offensive line and the wide receivers spread out like that, it might even have been one of the receivers broke. Okay, as he was taking his little arc route.
They'll march it back 5 yards to the 40-yard line. 1 minute, 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 28-0 Jersey Shore. One turnover for a touchdown. A fumbled kickoff resulted in a touchdown. And then two other touchdowns along the way offensively.
Yeah, one on a sustained longer drive, the other one on a short drive.
On the opening drive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the play fake. Weary will run quarterback keeper to the near side of the 45. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, and then a bonus five before he is knocked off of his feet. Workman on the tackle for the Braves.
What is that, Kevin? The run option, pass option play with the quarterback? You know, whether he's going to give it to the running back or keep it himself?
Out of the shotgun, not out of the pistol. We see it a lot out of the pistol. There's the option, and flags fly on that one. That's going to be Jersey Shore false starting again. Almost a little too quick for their own good. I can't say enough how impressed I am with, you know, we've seen two penalties, but
yeah.
They have run no huddle, semi hurry up offense the entire first half, and this offense has been on the field a lot, and only two mistakes out of it right now. Three receivers far side, shotgun, sidecar, right man in motion to the near side is Peacock. There's going to be a straight draw, and Weir is there to make the play, or no gain on the quarterback, Weary.
You know what it reminds me of? If they could have another person in motion, Canadian football right now.
There were moments where I did have that thought in my mind. When I was watching them run around, I'm like, man, it looks like they're getting a little head start.
Yeah.
You know how you can... Short pass intended for Anderson, but I'll tell you, there was no way for Weary to extend. He got hit right away.
Had a lot of pressure that time. Duncan Weir was in on that, along with number 67, which was Caleb Kashner. So the Braves did get some pressure. That ball was actually thrown behind the receiver, Kevin.
Fourth down and 10 from the Jersey Shore 44-yard line. So in to punt will be Anderson. Averages 33 yards a punt, had a long of 44 a week ago.
The first time the Braves have held the Bulldogs this quarter.
Indeed. Pfeiffer is going to return this one. It hits at about the 28, and it dies at the 24-yard line.
The ball is down.
Still not bad. It's not bad field position. It's not like they're inside their own 20. They're going to be probably around the 24-yard line, Kevin.
Indeed. And you know what? That's about a 30-yard punt. That averages 33.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really put his leg into it. It's almost like he squibbed it, all right, but he got enough squib in it to get it that far.
So this is a possession with 11.6 remaining here in the first quarter. Jersey Shore leading at 28-0. Four receivers in the pattern now. Balestrini in the shotgun, and he has had no time tonight. He will run the ball. He gets penned in. Now he makes a man miss, goes to the far side to the 20, gets a block to the 25, runs about 30 yards, and picks up three.
He reversed his field, got around one of the guys, and then he ended up, got a good block from somebody in the outside and able to pick up 3 yards, Kevin.
Well, that will do it for the first quarter play. It has been Jersey Shore taking advantage of every opportunity, leading at 28-0 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems. I'm the guy to make it dry.
Second down and five from the Shikellamy 27-yard line. Braves trail it here, starting the second by a score of 28-0. Balestrini with a direct snap in the shotgun. Has time for the first time all night. Now has to roll out. Has to fire one up, looking for Marshall. And incomplete, and intercepted. Tipped into his own hands by number 24, Caden Hess. And if it is a definite interception, it'll be his second. Now they're saying, no, it was a dual catch that goes in favor of Marshall. We had one of those last. Nope, now it's an interception.
Yeah.
Both officials were talking about it, and then the far side official said it was an interception, not a dual catch. So Hess picks up his second pick.
Well, Hess did a nice job of getting up in the air, all right? And he actually, you know, he had the ball as he fell on his back, and when he hit the ground, Davis reached over and grabbed a hold of it. But it was definitely an interception.
The near side official actually looked like he was kind of, I don't want to say lobbying, but discussing whether it was a dual catch. And for a moment, it looked like Shikellamy's offense was going to stay on the field. It does not. Dugan comes in motion to the far side. Here comes the pitch to Allison. Allison to the right side, turns the corner to the 40, to the 37-yard line. And that'll be a gain of seven.
Oh, they run a sweep in that, and you know, to the right side in order to get that. You know, it's hard to get anything in here because they're going to run the next play.
Yeah, well, that's it. That, yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to keep quiet. You go ahead, Kevin. You just talk.
Here's the handoff, and breaking a tackle behind the line is Allison, but he's going to get to the line of scrimmage and then end up getting snowed under on the far side of the field. Braves were really there quickly that time, Chief.
Well, with a 3-5, you got linebackers that are able to find some places. And if I'm not mistaken, in the 3-5, aren't the linebackers supposed to make most of the most of the tackles?
The three linemen are supposed to take up the five linemen up front offensively. Second down, or make that third down and one, and the big man, and Packer, who looks bigger than 190, just plows through the line for a gain of seven.
He's the fullback. He was a quick hitter right off the center or on the right side, and he did a nice little sidestep and got around and into the hole and picks up that big yardage.
So first and 10 at the 28. With a 28-0 Jersey Shore lead. Back to pass on the slant pattern. Incomplete. Looking for, that time, Owen Anderson again. Anderson says he picked it up. No, 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 I got my hands underneath it. No, that one actually squirted. That one I could see squirt over the grass.
I didn't. You know what? Then he just threw the ball down on the ground. That's
not something you like to see. You're
kind
right.
Of, kind of bush.
Yeah, you don't like to see that.
At least gave it to the official.
Second down and 10 on the incomplete pass. And rolling out to the far side, where he fires it. It is complete. Another sharp pass to Caden Hess. And Hess gets the first down and will be bounced around a little bit. And they'll spot him down at the 15-yard line.
Curl pattern on the right side. And once he caught the ball, then he did a little inside reverse move. And they didn't get him there. When he came over inside, he just did another pivot. He probably did the best drop step of any basketball player I've ever seen to get the extra yardage.
Man in motion is Anderson to the far side of the field, and the handoff goes to the fullback, who is going to drive right over Pfeiffer to the 1 yard line. Hayden Packer with a gain of 14 to about the 1.
Just a counter play back to the left side, fake the quick pitch, and hand it to your fullback coming back the other side.
And then right back to the line, and I don't think they have the ball spotted and whistled in before they started that play. I don't think so. I don't think they even wound. They didn't wind the clock. That was the problem.
Yeah.
The official hadn't whistled the play ready to go, and Jersey Shore had already gone in the end zone. Now they're going to try it again. See if they go back to the Packer dive play.
Well, they
again.
Have to because they didn't have any other play called. A nice job by the Braves. They
yeah.
stopped him. In fact, they threw him for a 1 yard loss.
Yeah, and right there is Weir from his mic position.
And so Gage Wolf was in on that too, Kevin.
Second down and goal at the a spot at the 2 yard line. And the handoff to Allison. Allison brought down by Weir. A flag is coming. Wonder if he might have gotten a hand around the front on the face mask a little bit.
I'm not sure, Kevin. Duncan, with a nice job of filling that gap, got to the up. Jersey Shore looks a little happy.
I did not see the official word yet on what was going on. Let's see. Here
they
comes
called,
it.
Called,
it is a
they,
face mask
and they
on,
called
the
a bowl, touchdown.
On the Braves. It is a touchdown, nevertheless. Face mask against Jersey Shore as well?
No. It was a face mask against Shikalimi.
Oh, okay. I saw that
yeah.
one, but I thought he signaled the other direction,
too. Probably they turned down the penalty, or else they're going to mark the penalty off on the kickoff.
Well, it is going to be a 2 yard touchdown. The extra point line drive is no good. So in the second quarter, 9:48 remaining after the 2 yard touchdown run by Allison. And it makes it 34-0 Jersey Shore. Let's take a quick look at our Alexander Family Dealerships out of town scoreboard here tonight. And as we scroll through things, we see that it is still scoreless in the second between Lewisburg and Mifflinburg on 100.9 The Valley. Montgomery leads Northwest 7-0 in the second. Warrior Run 7, Hughesville 6 in the second. Southern Columbia 14, Bloomsburg nothing in the first. And Montoursville still leading Central 7-0 in the first. Now in the second, the Ironmen leading Midwest 7-0. Don't forget, you can always check the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard online at WKOK.com or bookmark it. Make it easy to find.
Kevin, I don't know what you do in a situation like this, because Jersey Shore's basically been able to do whatever they wanted to on both sides of the ball.
That's exactly right. A 27-yard drive that time for the Bulldogs, scoring in about 2 minutes. Here's the kick from the hash marks, taken on the run at the 7 yard line, to the midfield mark, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Chase Morgan had a chance to break that one. He got to the 32. It might have been the last guy to catch it.
Yeah, he's had a couple of nice moves there, Kevin. First of all, I was impressed. He caught that line drive punt moving to his left on the run. Came upfield and did a couple of hip fakes and picked up significant yards. Now, if the offense can follow suit.
Plays Alexander Ford tough game of the week as Central Mountain leading Selins Grove 7-0 now in the second. Where it's worth the drive to Route 45 to plays Alexander Ford. Under center, it is going to be a handoff to the left side, and not much running room there for Colton Simcoe. Actually, he lost 2 to the 30.
I think the ball came out, Kevin, and he had to fall on it.
I thought I heard the yell ball. You know, we do have 500 fans here tonight, but and obviously most of them on the Shikellamy side, so it's a little bit more.
No, 222 fans.
Well, you're right. 500 total.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you for clarifying that. But it is a little more of a crowd than what we heard last week. But you can still hear the team yelling ball there on the fumble. Under center, the handoff to the left side. A little bit of running room there for Simcoe. Gets his two back plus a bonus one. We'll bring up third down and nine.
Yeah, Gabe Packer on the tackle, solo tackle. Number 78, Nate Gessner in at center now, it looks like. Or is that seven? No, that's not Nate. Lucas Manusak. All right.
He played last week.
Yeah, I know, but he's back at center now, the way it looks.
It would appear that way. Don't forget, coming up in the half, we'll get you updated on scores from around the region on a crystal clear night for week number two with the Service Electric halftime report. Service Electric Cablevision, proud to be part of our broadcast here tonight. Thank them for that. Back to pass, Balestrini firing it, and it is complete to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with a first down, tries to get a couple of more yards and does. Gets a total of 10 for the first down, make it 11 now to the 44-yard line.
Well, that time Drew had a lot of time to throw the ball. He came, is a short maybe three-step drop. He squared his shoulders to the line of scrimmage and delivered a nice pass out to John Pfeiffer.
Bring up a first down and 10. And is that the first down for the Braves?
Yes.
Yeah. I get a nod from my left as Coach Lysel says, yes, that is correct. And that will be a gain to that first down marker, and that'll be about it for Simcoe. 7:52 remaining here in the first half. It is 34-0 Jersey Shore leading Shikellamy.
The running backs can't even get a head of steam up because they get stopped almost immediately. Okay, at the line of scrimmage.
Ball spot at the 44-yard line. Braves offense trying to get something positive going. To the near side, that's where Marshall is. Jersey Shore has just played very, very well on both sides of the ball. All sides of the ball, including special teams. Here comes the blitz. Balestrini can't get away from it. Down he goes on the sack. Hayden Packer with his first sack of the season. And they'll spot him down at the 35-yard line, a loss of 4. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Chief. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's a loss of 9.
You always mean to cut me off. Well, okay, now I'm going to tell you. Just found out that the boys at the number one fire company, Joe Robsock, has still got the game on. They're still listening. All right, that's true Shikellamy fans over there.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We appreciate their interest in the game and cheering on the Braves.
We're happy that we are able to be your ticket to the game tonight, wherever you might be, on the web or on the radio or at the number one. Pointing around a little bit. Balestrini looking the defense over. Tries to see where the blitz is coming from. He's going to come out to the near side. There's nothing there. He's going to have to go right up the middle to the 35, to the 36-yard line. And he might have come up with about 2 yards out of what looked like it was going to be nothing or less.
He made something out of basically nothing there. His fourth down. By the way, Kevin, the Northumberland number one fire company was established in 1796.
1796.
Think about that. One of the oldest fire companies in the United States.
All right, save that. You might need it at a trivia night somewhere. And when you win the cash, the Chief gets 10%. I'm not taking anything for that one. So. Here comes the punt by Gittens.
Nice punt.
Oh, if that ball turned over, it would have been even better. But a beautiful hang time as Anderson takes it at the 35, right with two Shikellamy players right in his face.
Gage Wolf down there along with 17, Kevin? I think it was number 17. No, I'm sorry.
It might have been Williams.
No, it wasn't. It was 36. It was Connor. Gage Wolf and Connor are always the two guys that are down on the kickoff, they're down there first. That's Connor Fitzgerald.
Longest drive, I believe, for the year for the Braves right there, even though they ended up punting it. It was a four-minute drive. They have not had the ball that long this year. Here's a quick swing pass to Allison on the far side. He's going to be met and dropped. Nowhere to go. There was just too many maroon helm or maroon jerseys there to be blocked. And Hoffman was, I think,
Duncan Weir was out there along with Cade and Hoffman.
Loss of 1. Well, I'll tell you what, that new scoreboard is bright too,
yeah.
Chief.
I love the lettering on the top.
Yeah, Shikellamy lit up. On the lettering. Back to pass now. Once again, Weary. Down the middle of the field. Incomplete. And Balestrini got a free shot that time on Anderson. Anderson took one. As Coach Hort would say, took one in the short ribs.
Yeah, and you know, Drew's been taking he's been harassed all night long, so he probably decided to get an opportunity here.
Chief, we're going to have to come in with a news update here in just a moment. Some breaking news here, and we'll get that to you in a minute. Rolling out to the far side is Weary. Weary will complete the pass and get it over to Hess, short of the first down, gain of 9. Just getting word in now that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87. More on that coming up on WKOK.com and later on tonight from CBS News as well.
Well, the Braves are forcing a punt here. Kim, you know, she has had a lot of bouts with different... She survived pancreatic cancer
yes.
for a while, so, yeah. That's too
Kate
bad.
McKinnon. Kate McKinnon does a very interesting parody of her that I understand she thought was flattering,
yeah.
too.
Well, they just had a movie about her career.
Yes,
she wanted
absolutely. Last summer, yeah. Here comes the punt by Anderson. Anderson will get it to Pfeiffer at the 21-yard line, breaks a tackle. Now he's trying to get around that person that's still laying on the ground, and he comes up and still makes the tackle as Pfeiffer had really nowhere to go. Running around Gabe Packard.
Kevin, I know we're doing the football game, but I want you to look out in the western sky right now. The moon just a little
sliver. I looked
at
that earlier.
All right,
yeah.
you got the nice orange haze from all the fires out west. And
I don't think that
kind of tempers into the night blue. So
now, is this a waning or waxing?
I don't know. You are going to have to ask Joe Schnedeker.
I don't know. What I should do is I go home and look on my weather station. That'd tell me there. Balestrini under center. And he will give it off to the right side, to the 20, to the 22-yard line. And carrying it that time is going to be Sipko. Gain of four.
Just a real nice hitter, a quick hitter off of the right tackle. The Braves... some positive yardage that time, Kevin, and Colin did a nice job of taking some people with him.
Second down and six at the 31-yard line. Actually, that's not the 31, sorry, that's the 27. I was looking at the scoreboard instead of the ball. Here comes Balestrini on the play fake. Sets up, fires from the pocket, incomplete. Tried to get it, I think, to number two, Davis Marshall. Overthrew him a little bit. He was well covered, though.
It would have had to have been a pass that was right on the money, Kevin. It was a little high and a little in front of him.
Indeed.
And if it's high for Davis Marshall to catch, it's up there pretty good.
Third down and seven. Braves with still one first down in this game. Don Leitzel will have some stats for us that we'll share with you on the Service Electric Halftime Report. Because if it weren't be for him... I'd sound dumber than normal. That's hard to, and it's, believe me, I set the bar pretty low, so.
Timeout, Kevin, by the Braves.
And the Braves do take a timeout with 4:07 remaining here in the first half. Jersey Shore leading it 34-0. Coming up this weekend, two sets of NFL football. The Eagles on Eagle 107 host the LA Rams. Pregame at noon, kickoff at 1. Maryland Mike have the call on Eagle 107. On 100.9 The Valley, the Steelers have their home opener against the Broncos. That all starts at 11 with kickoff at 1 on 100.9 The Valley. Phillies earlier tonight. A 7-0 winner over the Toronto Blue Jays. That was game one of a doubleheader. Game two will be coming up. Is underway now. But if you'd like to hear that, you could listen on Eagle 107 following the Selins Grove Central Mountain game a little bit later on tonight. We'll catch the Phillies in progress. You have a snail on your sweater?
The banana
slug.
Come on.
Oh, is that the banana slug? Sorry.
University of California,
yep.
Santa Clara. All right, the banana slug.
I didn't realize it was a banana slug
they
on your hoodie.
They are indigenous to that campus, Kevin, and that is their mascot.
Now, that I didn't know either.
Let's go, slugs.
Indigenous to the campus.
Yep.
Again, more trivia that the chief is going to win you money for down the road. Trips to the near side. Ball in the middle of the field. Balestrini redirects traffic in the blocking. He has a hole up the middle. He's going to run it. It collapses on him at the 25-yard line. Met by Hayden Packer, but not before a gain of about four, bringing up a fourth down and a long three or four for a first down.
I think that the Jersey Shore defense this year is even more overwhelming as a group than they were last year.
Swarming.
They were very, very good.
Definitely a swarming defense. Gittens has no pressure, has time, gets a decent punt away. It hits at about the 45, takes a Jersey Shore bounce to the 43-yard line, and is down there.
Robbie Heller downs it, Kevin.
So it'll be first and 10 for Jersey Shore with 3:28 to go, two timeouts remaining, and a 34-0 lead over Shikellamie. Boy, they've had some really good field position today.
You know, Kevin, if you think about it, it really doesn't matter. I'm not being funny about the whole thing, but they seem to be. No matter where their position is, you can start them on their own 1 yard line.
Dugan in motion, they fake the pitch, and it goes right to the back to the left side. Marshall will meet said fullback Hayden Packer. Packer with a gain of 3 to the 46-yard line. And again, Jersey Shore goes to the sidelines. They signal in the play, and then the skill position players go right to the line of scrimmage. And Weary comes back, rolls out, pump fake, sets up, gets hit, fires it to a wide open Caden Hess down the sidelines, and he'll be tackled at the 10-yard line, a gain of 36.
I did not see the move that Hess put on the corner over there, and that corner's a pretty good corner for Shikellamie. But when that ball was released, he had a 5-foot gap between him and the Braves defender.
Well, that corner this week is Balestrini.
That's why I said it's a pretty good corner.
Hess moves to the near side. Here comes the pitch. Marshall there, but Allison drags him along for another yard or two to get no gain.
That was a fireman's carry he used to take him down. We have a Brave
man. Is that Marshall that's down? Nope, he's standing up.
No, it's not Marshall.
And I think it's a leg cramp.
That's something we didn't deal a lot with this year, Kevin, because both nights we've had cool weather. Usually the first game of the season is pretty hot and humid, and the salt intake by most people is not the best.
No pickle juice needed the last couple of weeks.
You know, my wife drinks pickle juice every night.
Really?
How can you do that? You know, just not to get leg cramps in that.
It's actually going to be John Pfeiffer that will be the injured player. He will get up under his own power, though. But again, it looked like it was a
hamstring, maybe, up in because that's where he was at. He wasn't holding his knee.
And again, a report from WKOK News, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died. Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the age of 87.
You can find
more on it at WKOK.com.
Be interesting to see what happens now the way politics are going.
Yeah. That should be, that'll be an interesting on the mark on Monday, won't it?
I'm sure all the Democrats and Republicans will get together and all decide what they want to do.
Weary under center. He'll pitch the ball.
Fumble.
Going to Allison. Fumble, and he'll come to the near side after picking up the fumble. And then get tackled there by Simcoe. And that actually started the 9-yard line. They're going to spot this one now at the 16-yard line. So a loss of 7.
And he made up a couple of yards, too, once he picked it up.
Third down and goal from the 16-yard line. I don't say that often. Weary back to pass, firing it, caught into the end zone, touchdown Jersey Shore, and they got Caden Hess just on the inside route as the slot receiver, and Hess with a touchdown and his second of the ball game.
He split the safety and the corner and ran in between them, but what also helped was the fact there were two other guys running a vertical pattern, okay, in that same area, and just nobody knew who to take, and it was a bullet, and Hess caught it.
Right on the money.
Exactly.
Snaps good, sets down. The kick is high, drifting to the right, and no good. That will make it 40-0, Jersey Shore, with 2:03 remaining here in the first half of play.
Kevin, do you ever get into those pools where you add the scores up at the end of the quarter, and like if it's 7-6, 3 wins?
Many moons ago, I did that for the World Series.
Used to be the big thing. All right. Well, I always get suckered into one of them. My numbers for the first quarter was 5. Then think about that, 5. And my numbers for the second quarter were 9.
Well,
is my
15? That's kind of rough. Yeah, I mean, what would you have to 7?
Yeah, think about
8,
it.
8-7?
Yeah, okay, like 8-7.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen.
You're right.
Huh?
That's a rough one. Yeah, 25 doesn't add up well. 35 doesn't.
That would be good. Well, that could have happened.
It was 30. It was 20. Well, here in this game, it was 28-0 at the end of the first. I didn't know they had that on DraftKings. But here's the kick, and it will go out of bounds. And I'll tell you what, Allison's been flirting with that all night. And this one will be the second time the Braves have had outstanding field position after a kick went out of bounds.
That's a nice place to start, the 40-yard line.
You bet it. You bet. Best field position of the night for the Braves with 2:03 remaining. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to actually not take that one. They're going to push them back. They're going to take the 5-yard penalty and push it back. Well, you know, and this isn't a bad choice either. Normally, I would say take the ball at the 40, but you have Allison, who hasn't really kicked the ball overly well off of the tee on kickoffs. So, and the Braves have been close to breaking one. So here comes the boot. And that will go to the middle of the field. Take a hop and go right into the hands of Morgan. Morgan to the hash marks, so the number's down to the 35. And we'll get stopped at the 36-yard line. Again, needed one more block to actually get an opportunity to take that one a little further. Tackled there by Gage Wilson.
They needed one more block to get to the 40, Kevin.
Well, that's what I said, to take it a little further.
Yeah.
Ball to the 36-yard line. First and 10.
It'd be nice if the Braves could put together, you know, some first downs back-to-back.
Well, you know, they do have two timeouts remaining. They get the ball to start the second half as well.
And Jersey Shore still got that first team in there, Kevin.
Four receivers in the pattern. Shotgun sidecar left. Balestrini changing the blocking now. Balestrini back to pass. One man free, and he throws it at the feet of Colton Simcoe, because that one man that was coming free was coming right for his head, and it looked like Gabe Packer, the senior from his linebacker spot.
You know, I've been watching the down linemen for Jersey Shore, and most of them use the swim technique to get by their men. And they do a nice job of, you know, it's all that grab a shoulder up and over.
Yep.
And they've been very, very, very good at it.
Coach Gravish has his team really well prepared and here in this early part of the season.
Those down linemen are not big kids. They're just super fast and aggressive.
Yep. Balestrini back to pass, and coming back for it is Marshall, but Marshall had to come a little bit too far to get that one. That one falls incomplete. Third down and 10 at the 35 with a minute 51 to go here before the Service Electric halftime report. Ball the 36-yard line, actually spotted at the 36. Braves trying to find something positive here before going into the halftime locker room. Braves have been held scoreless now in the first half of both of these games this year. They have 6 points right now in six quarters. I'll get it out. Big pass for Marshall. Marshall goes up for it. Great defensive play. Marshall had it, but coming down with an arm just at the last second. Actually, I don't have that number on my roster. That looked like an 11 out there. It is.
It is number 11.
It is Embrick. There he is. Embrick. That was an. I want to give credit where credit's due. That was an outstanding play. He timed that perfectly.
But it was a great throw by Drew Balestrini.
Absolutely.
And Davis was right there, and the ball was actually in his hands, and a good play by the defensive back.
Jersey Shore again, short one player. Gittins got. Oh boy, this one just went right up the chute. Hits at about the 50. Takes a little bit of a shikalimi. I don't even call it a roll. It's more like a wobble to the 49-yard line, and Jersey Shore will take over from the 49 after a 15, 16-yard punt.
Came off the side of his foot, Kevin.
We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikalimi football.
Shikalimi Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
First and 10 at the 48. Hand off down Allison. Allison across the 50 into Shikellamy territory at the 48-yard line. Weir on the tackle for the Braves.
I would think that Jersey Shore, I'd be very surprised if they try to throw a long pass here. I think they're just basically going to continue to run the ball.
Pound it.
Well, that's
a long handoff there as he sends it on the screen to Dugan. Dugan to the middle of the field, down to the 40. He gets outside to the 30, down to the 20-yard line, and inside the 20 to the 18.
He gets some really nice downfield blocking by some of his friendly wide receivers downfield. And again, another nice thing about the Jersey Shore offensive line, they got downfield too once he came across from the, I guess it would be from the east side to the west, and helped out too.
Gain of 19, handoff to Allison. Oh, beautiful takedown. Got around the back for 2 points there for Duncan Weir. That was a beauty.
It was textbook tackle, Kevin. I mean, hit him about thigh high, slid down to the knees, and wrapped his arms and brought him down for no gain.
That'll be a timeout by Jersey Shore. They will have one timeout remaining with 57.1 to go after the no gain, and bring up second down and 10.
Kevin, do you have any stats on defense about how many tackles from last week?
Who are you looking for in particular?
Anybody in particular.
Well, Gabe Packer led the way with 6 tackles, also with 6 Carter Peacock, the defensive tackle.
I was talking about Shikellamy, if they had any.
Yes.
Okay.
Duncan Weir leading the way with 11 tackles from 1 week ago. Caden Hoffman had 6 last week. Connor Fitzgerald with 2 forced fumbles, and Gage Wolf with a tackle for the for a loss.
Duncan Weir had a sack too, if I remember.
He did. 11 tackles, tackle for a loss, and a sack. As a matter of fact, you are correct.
I think
he had the lone sack for the Braves last week.
I think
week.
Both of those guys are going to be Wolf and Duncan, along with Caden, probably going to be your leading tacklers tonight too.
Second down and 10 from the 20-yard line, they'll say. Actually, just inside the 20. Rolling out to the near side is Weary. He will fire it into the end zone. Incomplete, almost intercepted right through the hands of Braden Long, playing safety perfectly.
I thought maybe Braden might get a chance to pick that one off in the end zone, Kevin.
Third down and 10 with the clock stopped with 52.4 to go. Jersey Shore leading this one 40-0 as we reach, or at least creep, to halftime. Weary, direct snap in the shotgun, comes out, fires it. It is incomplete. Balestrini with great coverage over the top of Caden Hess, the intended receiver.
Yeah, that time Drew played that excellent. You know, he came over his back, but not really over his back. All right, got his arm around to distract and knock that ball away. So we got fourth and 10.
Fourth down and 10 from the, we'll call it, 19-yard line with 48.1 left here in the first half. And Jersey Shore will keep the offense on the field as Weary will take the two-step drop out of the shotgun. Pump fake, pressure's coming, fires down the middle of the field, incomplete, just a whisker beyond Caden Hess's hands. Otherwise, he would have had the post pattern perfectly for the touchdown.
Well, what happened to Caden Hess is he ran out of end zone. He knew that he was at the end of the end zone and he couldn't keep running, so he tried to just get his hands up and knock the ball down.
The other thing is, I think he saw the pad of the goalpost coming pretty quick at him because he was in that general vicinity when he was running a post pattern. I'm telling you, he was running the post.
He was running the post pattern. You're right. Again, and good pressure by the Braves. You know, the quarterback got hit pretty hard as he was releasing that ball. In fact, I didn't think he was going to get it off.
Pfeiffer goes out to the far side of the field. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for Shikellamy. Their own 20, moving left to right. And the handoff coming to the near side. Simcoe had some running room and then gets wrapped up from behind. Gabe Packer, leading tackler on this team from his linebacker position. You know what? It amazes me in a two-linebacker defense how many tackles these linebackers get.
Yeah.
But, and there's only 2 of them.
But, Kevin, you've got those 5 guys that are across the front there, and they just are wrecking havoc. And, you know, the linebackers have a pretty easy time getting up to the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 9 as the clock winds down. The Braves might get this playoff with 5 seconds to go. Balestrini under center with 2. He snaps it. They'll hand it off, and that will be the half. And as the ball...
It was fumbled.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, though, I don't see it. See it. Oh, there's the beanbag. And it is recovered by Sepko, who actually fumbled it, got his own fumble back. And at the half, it is Jersey Shore 40, Shikellamy nothing. Service Electric halftime report is on the way next. This is Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Need dining room, living room, or bedroom furniture? Aaron's in Sealand Grove has a full showroom of new and pre-leased merchandise at affordable prices to fit anyone's budget. Also, don't miss out on our 6 months famous cash from now till October 3rd. Aaron's is at 1102 North High Street in Sealand Grove behind CVS. If you can't get to the store, just call us at 570-743-8260 or go to aarons.com. As always, there's free setup, delivery, and service with every sale. Stop in and see Courtney, Nikki, Jacob, Austin, and Andrew at Sealand Grove Aaron's team today. Aaron's is easy, beautiful, and affordable.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, it has been all Jersey Shore here in this home opener for the Shikellamy Braves tonight. Jersey Shore leading it by a score of 40-0. And it was on the first drive of the game, a 75-yard drive for the Bulldogs, capped off by a 4-yard Caden Hess touchdown reception with 9:36 to go in the first quarter, made it 7-0 Jersey Shore. Braves punted the ball away, and the Bulldogs got another short field, or got their first short field, I should say, of the game, starting it at the Shikellamy 28-yard line. With 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, Packer with a 1-yard touchdown run, making it 14-0 Shore early in the first quarter of play. The Braves fumble the ball. Balestrini with the fumble as he went back to pass and was sacked. Meyer picks it up, rushes it in from about 15 yards out for the touchdown. With 5:27 to go in the first quarter, it is already 21-0 with the extra point, Jersey Shore. Braves that could not get anything going again, and Jersey Shore picks up the ball with 3:48 remaining. Owen Anderson with a 17-yard touchdown reception, his first touchdown and only touchdown to date of the game. Extra point was good, making it 28-0. We're still in the first quarter. Braves are able to get some movement in the ball, but and a first down, but again could not get the ball across really midfield. And that's when Jersey Shore got the ball back on a punt. Allison with a 2-yard touchdown run. What looked like it was going to be called back was going to be short, actually, a face mask penalty than we thought was going to have to be tacked on, but the official said he did break the plane with 9:48 to go in the second quarter. The extra point was no good, missed it wide left, made it 34-0 Jersey Shore. And then the final touchdown, a 16-yard touchdown pass, second touchdown reception of the game for Caden Hess. And that made it 40-0 with 2:03 to go in the half. The extra point, again, was wide right. And the Bulldogs end up with a 40-0 lead here at the end of the first half of play. Let's take a quick look at the scoreboard here for the half on the Service Electric Halftime Report. And as we roll through, Central Mountain leads Selinsgrove 7-0 that game at the half. Lewisburg leads Mifflinburg 7-3 at the half. That's the Little Brown Jug game there. Shamokin 14, Milton nothing, that game at the half. Scoreless between Bucktail and Muncie in the second. Montgomery now leads Northwest 10-7 at the half. It is Hughesville 18, Warrior Run 7 at the half. Southern Columbia 28, Bloomsburg nothing at the half. I thought that game might be a little bit closer. I figured like 14-21 nothing Southern. Bloom played a really good game a week ago against Hughesville, but Southern Columbia in their home opener, and their opener, I should say, of the season, showing they have not lost a step. Montoursville has now ported on to Central Columbia 29-0 at the half, and Danville at Ironman Stadium leads Midwest 21-0. That game also
does
at
that,
the half.
Does that score surprise you that Danville, I mean, K.J. Riley had a field day. They got so many good athletes.
They're athletic.
You know.
That's
but
a very athletic.
But I'm saying, I thought it might even be more than that against Midwest, because Midwest lost to Montoursville 50-7, I think, last week.
I'm not sure that Danville's done yet, but But Coach Brennan runs a little bit different offense than Coach Kizer did a year ago. There, I mean, they're a lot more. I mean, that they crank the clock a lot more, I think, this year than they had last year.
They throw the ball a lot, and you know, even if you're having a good night, there's always that chance you're going to get intercepted. It does not surprise me about Montoursville, because I've heard a lot of good things about how good they are. And Central Columbia is no slouch.
Well, Montoursville was the team that Shikalimi brought in, I believe, for the scrimmage.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Coach Kizer was talking about was he was very impressed with Montoursville. And I think we're all glad they're not on the schedule for the Braves.
You're right. Well, this team, Jersey Shore, they haven't missed a beat. Didn't they make it to the state semifinals last year?
Yeah, and again, with players in skill positions that aren't there anymore.
Exactly, but that defense is every bit of what we've seen over the last couple of years.
It is something tonight. Jersey Shore has clicked. They have run. I would never have guessed that a team would be able to run the no-huddle/hurry-up this well, not having had the full summer that we normally would have for football. Very impressed with what Coach Gravish has put together here with this team. And you can see that this is a team too with different players and skill positions, but they've had some playing time, so they have some experience.
Yeah, I'm impressed. The Braves haven't been able to do anything. You have the stats there, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to get to those here in a minute.
As soon as we have a commercial,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Got to pay the bill.
We're going to get to those stats in just a moment. It is 40-0 Jersey Shore over Shikalimi at the half on WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
This part of today's game is brought to you by Diversified Construction. Hey, whose turn is it to make the popcorn? When I was a kid, it was always my turn. First, I shook the hot oil pan until the corn popped, and later I used a hot air popper. Now I'm back popping in a hot oil pan because the butter and salt sticks to the popcorn better. Hopefully you're having a good time snacking with family while listening to today's game. Quality family time is what life is all about. We'll be back later in the broadcast to tell you about what we do here at Diversified Construction.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy to make.
In difficult times, our thoughts center on protecting and providing for our families. A well-thought-out estate plan is essential to that goal. The Schock Law Office in Sealant Grove will help tailor a plan and documents to help you meet your individual needs and goals. If you care for a loved one who is elderly or has special needs, the Schock Law Office can prepare a plan that helps protect their assets and their access to public benefit programs. Call the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 to schedule an in-person or remote appointment to discuss your plan. Or find them on the web at shochlaw.com.
Halftime at Shikellamy Stadium on senior night. It is 40-0 in favor of the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Let's run down some of the stats. For Jersey Shore tonight, Allison with 17 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown. That's his third touchdown of this young season. Anderson with a couple of carries for 8 yards. Jordan with 2 carries for 18 yards. Packer with a touchdown here tonight with 6 carries, 26 yards. Williams has not seen the ball yet, but Weary did run it once from his quarterback slot for 9 yards. That gives us a rundown of 28 carries, 122 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Jersey Shore. Weary, a very impressive 11 of 17, still no interceptions, 172 yards. Last week he was 16 for 25. That is a very, very impressive first half for Weary here tonight. Only 6 incompletions. 7 of his 11 completions have been to Hess for 2 touchdowns and 102 yards. Anderson with a couple of grabs for 42 yards and a touchdown. Dugan with a catch for 29 and Allison a catch for minus 1. Bulldogs have no turnovers, 13 first downs, 15 yards on 3 penalties and a total offense of 294. For the Braves tonight, Simcoe 9 yards on 7 carries. Balestrini with 3 carries for 9 yards. Wolf minus 2 on his 2 carries. Schaefer Knights minus 2 on his 2 carries as well. Braves now 16 carries, minus 9 yards on the ground. In the air, 1 of 9, 1 interception for Balestrini, just 11 yards. The Braves at plus 2 total offense here in this first half. The only completion to Pfeiffer, an 11-yarder. And again, the Braves with 3 big turnovers. One led to a touchdown right away. The other two led to touchdowns on the ensuing drives. One was an instant fumble, a scoop and score for a touchdown for Myers. A Braves with 1 penalty for 5 yards, only 1 first down in the first half. And again, 2 yards total offense. This is the Service Electric Halftime Report. We'll have more scores from around the region and get Chiefs' thoughts on what needs to happen in the second half of this game. Coming up next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
In store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentives, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Susan from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Jersey Shore with a 40-0 lead. The Braves have made their appearance here a little bit later. Jersey Shore already warming up on the sidelines with a couple of stragglers coming in out of the locker room right now. One of those being Luke Snyder, the freshman running back linebacker. Braves making their appearance down to our right, Chief. What's the big thing the Braves need to accomplish here in the second half? I mean, it's going to be hard to come back in this game, but you need to get something positive
out of it. With the team that Jersey Shore has, to outscore them in the second half after being down 40-0 would just, I'm not even going to go there. They got to get a couple of things positive. They got to start, you know, let's get the football and let's move it. Let's hold on to the ball for a while, get a sustained drive, and, you know, at least get better yardage. I mean, what would you say we have? There's 9 yards total offense.
Two
yards total offense. Minus 9 yards on the ground, 11 yards in the air.
Actually, I think it's the other way around. Minus 11 on the ground and two and nine in the air.
No, it isn't.
Well, anyway,
it was an 11-yard pass.
I can tell you that.
I know.
Two. You're right. It was
but
an 11-yard pass.
One of the things you got to do is try to get a couple of things positive out of this. I don't know how long Jersey Shore is going to continue to play their first team, but, you know, Southern used to run into this problem, and then they were worried about their kids not being able to go four quarters. Well, guess what? Southern never had that problem.
Yeah, that was never really an issue up until the end, even, I don't think. So
it's, you know, we'll see. Just get something positive out of the game.
Braves will get the ball to start the second half.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service repair installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even on for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
Oh, I hate this line. I'm going to be late for work. I just want a cup of good coffee. And I don't have all day to sit here waiting.
Well, good news for you. You soon can get fresh roasted coffee and treats at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Danville Highway. It's going to be the funnest, funkiest coffee shop in the valley with a drive-thru that serves you friendly and fast. It's happening later this month, so go to their Facebook page now for updates. Route 11 Coffee and Cream on, you know, Route 11, of course, in between Norrie and Danville. Coming to you soon.
second half is ready to get underway with Jersey Shore kicking the ball off to Shikalimi, trailing at 40-0 on the Braves. And they're trying to get the Jersey Shore football in play. Now they do on a crisp night here in Sunbury tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 30s tonight, according to AccuWeather. Maybe a little bit of a chance for some frost in spots.
Oh, say it isn't so.
I am not ready for that yet.
No.
I have not prepared myself for that.
Kevin, you know, I was trying to figure out who the coach was that said he liked his players lean and mean. That was Frank Broyles, coached Arkansas back from like 1967 to 1976. And that's how I would describe the entire Jersey Shore football team, lean and mean.
Allison kicks a knuckleball that is going to wobble its way from the 20-yard line all the way into the end zone. And, I mean, that ball actually had a little bit of a slice to it.
Yeah, it got between the two Shikellamy receivers. And then Jafer Knights did a nice job of, you know, he didn't touch it. So once it got to the end zone, it's going to come out to the 20. So it's good job by Isaac not to try to field that grounder.
Worm burner. I think it's even too cold for worms tonight. This is a weird September game, I'm telling you, temperature-wise.
Weather-wise, yeah.
Slot receiver to the far side, ball in the middle of the field at the 20. And off over to the left side, and there is absolutely no room there. Simcoe stacked up as soon as he got the football.
Yeah, they're trying to get something straight, you know, not going left or right, east or west. They're trying to go north and south, and so their linemen can fire out. And what's happening is the Jersey Shore defensive front is filling every gap. And when you fill every gap and nobody gets blocked, there's nowhere to go, Kevin.
No gain on the play. We'll bring up second down and 10 here on the first drive of the second half. Man in motion to the near side. Balestrini play fake, rolling out, pressure from the backside. He's going to have to make a man miss. Now he's going to roll out far side, set up down the middle of the field, and has to throw that one away before he got decked. And I mean decked there by number 55, Colin Samar.
It's like trying to get away from a hornet's nest.
without hornet, wasp and hornet spray?
Wow. You know, Drew had to reverse field two or three times before he could even look downfield to his receivers because there were so many Jersey Shore Bulldogs in on him.
Got a plethora of choices for the postgame for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Chief's going to have to think about that one a little bit.
I'll tell you right now what it is, Kevin.
No, don't. You don't want to take that. You don't want to take all the magic away. Third down, back to pass. Balestrini sets up a screen. Got the man to the near side, Wolf. Wolf has no blocking at all and gets stomped on by Hayden Packer, the linebacker. That sophomore has run the ball well. He has played defense very well. He is going to be a name we're going to hear way too much over the next 2 years.
I think Hayden Packer's responsibility that time was you take care of all the screens. And he just hung out in the middle and waited until the screen was completed and went in and made the tackle, solo tackle, all by himself.
So Gensrum heels on his own 5-6 yard line. Will boot this one away. A little bit of pressure. He does get it away. It gets a good one away. Anderson, it's going to die in the wind, though, and take a Jersey Shore roll from the 43 back to the 39-yard line, but they're going to say that it was touched at the 41, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over at the Shikellamy 41. But, again, we talked about the wind in the pregame, Chief. That was a really good punt. It got up there, and it just died in the wind.
The reason that they brought it back was in high school football, if the punting team touches the ball, no matter what happens after that, the ball comes back to that spot. Even if they would have picked it up and fumbled it, the ball would have come back to that position.
Shikellamy short a player. Now Allison comes into the right side and only comes up with about a yard as the Braves do a nice job of filling the hole and jumping in there on the tackle. Looked like it was Nate Gester.
I didn't see that. There was a lot of people. The Braves have to get set on defense. They got to remember these guys are running a hurry up offense.
They're coming in early. Oh, there's a nice job by Semko to come in on the defensive side, then got blocked really, really well and came off the block and made the tackle on Allison, but not before a 6-yard gain. Actually, making a 5-yard gain to the 36-yard line, 3rd and 5.
Well, he did his job. He turned it inside, but then he increased his job by making the tackle.
Weary back to pass, out pattern, caught by Hess. Hess will go down at the 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 and a first down for Jersey Shore.
Seems that Hess is the favorite target for the quarterback, Kevin. He looks to him all the time. That doesn't mean that he won't throw to somebody else eventually in this game, but it looks like Hess is his favorite.
Well, he had eight catches for 85 yards coming in and a touchdown. And boy, Allison almost lost that pitch. Somehow got it, and he got upended by Balestrini, but not before he picks up about 6.
That's nothing more than a quick pitch. It's a sweep, but you know, you get the ball after the tailback as he's running full speed to the right. Made the corner, and once he got around the corner, that meant the only person between him and the goal line now was Drew Balestrini, and Drew with a nice open field tackle.
Allison has to come back in now, goes into the I formation, where he sends a man in motion to the near side. It's going to go to Brady Jordan, the man in motion.
Nice cut.
He cuts it up the middle of the field, across the 20, 15, 10, down to the 5-yard line, and they finally stop him at the 5.
When that's a great move. They tell the backs in the wing tee when you run the sweep, when you see the seam, you know, make that pivot step or make that drop step and get in there. And boy, he did a nice job. He cut right up inside of everybody and picked up a lot of yardage.
14 on the carry. And the fake pitch. Then they go back the other way to the dive back, which is Packer off the left side. Calling a little bit of a counter. And he'll pick up about 3 down to the, well, make it 4 down to the 1-yard line.
I think it's more like the 1. It's inside of 1 yard, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be. What did we call it last week? The 3/4 inch line?
Well, yeah, it got down to that.
And Packer that time got snowed under, but
touchdown.
Not before he got the ball across for the touchdown. His second touchdown of the ball game with 6:38 to go as the clock will continue to run.
What's impressive about Jersey Shore isn't the fact that they run sustained drives, but it's how fast those sustained drives happen, Kevin. I mean, they just got that ball not too long ago and ended up
bang,
scoring,
bang, bang.
You know. In less than 2 minutes.
46-0 with Allison's extra point pending. Snaps good, sets down. The kick is up. It is tipped and no good. Braves got a hand on that one. I want to say that I thought I saw DiPerna come up and grab a hand on that one.
It could have been.
If I saw 56 there, but I couldn't quite get a good look at the number. The jerseys are starting to bunch up a little bit. So the clock will stop here for the kickoff, but that's about the only time we'll see it stop tonight for the rest of this game. 46-0 in favor of Jersey Shore here in the third. Taking a quick look at our Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard. We're seeing Mifflinburg trailing Lewisburg 7-3 now. Lewisburg leading that one. Shamokin leading 30-0 over Milton at the half. The Black Panthers at home next week against the Shikellamy Braves. Muncie 35, Bucktail nothing in the third. Montgomery 10, Northwest 7 in the third. Hughesville bouncing back for a 24-7 lead in the third over Warrior Run. They lost to Bloom last week. Southern Columbia 35-0 over Bloomsburg at the half. Montoursville 36-0 over Central Columbia at the half. And Danville 28-0 over Midwest also at the half. Allison will kick this one away. A line drive kick. Hops right into the belly of the returner. Goes to the 25 and plant it at the 25. Actually, the 27-yard line as Morgan had nowhere to go.
Brady Jordan, textbook tackle, Kevin.
Quick update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. And I think we picked a good one. In the third quarter, Central Mountain 7, Selins Grove 3. Keep you updated on that. That one on Eagle 107 tonight.
I thought that would be an excellent game too tonight.
Braves with the football with 6:27 to go on a winding clock. 46-0, Jersey Shore leading it.
Balestrini goes under center with a back split. Man in motion, and it is going to go to the motion man. That's Morgan. Morgan cannot get to the corner. He is met and dropped. Loss of two on the play as the Bulldogs are right there everywhere with Dalton Dugan, the defensive end, making the play.
I was going to say that it looked like they were playing some other football players, but I see that Cameron Allison's still playing in the defensive backfield, as is number 15.
Owen Anderson.
Owen Anderson at safety. So,
second down and 10. Balestrini under center once again. Backs off set. Back to pass. Has some time. Set and tipped. And that one almost intercepted by one of the linemen. It was actually tipped by number 78, Owen Bloom.
He did a nice job of basically, I was watching him. Nobody blocked him, and he saw the opening in it as Drew Balestrini was getting ready to throw the ball. He just jumped up and blocked it like he was blocking a jump shot.
Well, he's 6'4", 265, and it almost blocked it right into the hands of Gage Wilson, the nose tackle, who I thought was going to come down with that interception for a minute.
Well, if that would have happened, Gage Wilson should have bought number 78 his lunch for tomorrow.
And the whole week. That's a dream if you're aligned to get an INT.
You bet.
I mean, that's next to a touchdown. That's probably the next best thing. Best thing to six.
Sacks are pretty good too.
Yeah, Kevin. They're all right, but they happen more often. Back to pass. Balestrini took a hit when he released it. Got it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer made the adjustment, and it went right through the wickets. Oh my! That was a beautiful adjustment as the wind held that pass up at the 47-yard line, and it went right between the 8 and the 4 in his arms.
Well, you know, John catches the punts for Shikellamy, and that's basically what he had to do there, make the adjustment. It's one of those deals. You're looking at the lights. That ball's coming down at a high from a high spot at an angle, and
it must have looked like a big balloon.
Yeah, it did.
There comes the kick by Gittins. Gittins gets a wobbler away, hits at the 43, takes a Jersey Shore bounce. Marshall catches it on the run at the 44-yard line of Shikellamy, and the Bulldogs will have the 14th short field of the day, the way it seems. Boy, I'll tell you what, this wind is just whipping now north to south across through this field, and it is just hanging everything here in the third quarter as the Braves are going into the wind.
Must be that cold front that's finally moved down.
Last night, boy, was it really humid with the with the remnants of the hurricane coming through,
at least
upper atmosphere of it. Upper edges of it, I should say. Here comes the pitch to Allison over to the right side. Allison spins inside, spins outside, gets to the 40, 45, down to the 30, has the first down, and a bunch more. 17 altogether inside the 30 to the 28.
Looks like he was finally run down that time by Ethan Turber, number 48.
Did we, speaking of hurricanes, there's one in the Gulf setting up to be the W. If we get to that one, then we go to the Greek alphabet for only the second time in history.
Wow.
Here's a pitch to the near side. Getting strung out to the near side is number 13, Brady Jordan. Jordan will pick up a gain of one to the 27. We'll bring up a second down and 9 with 3:20 to go here in a rolling third quarter. Jersey Shore leading at 46-0. The only thing Jersey Shore really has done wrong is they've missed three extra points.
And they did that at Shamokin last week.
Five last week, yeah. Hand off. Jordan from the backfield once again. Spins to the left, moves to the right, slides. Comes up with about 5 or 6 yards before he's dropped there.
Number 28, Kevin.
Yeah, that's going to be Chase Morgan.
He made a couple of nice little cuts when he was going up through the middle.
Third down and 3 from the Shikellamy 20-yard line, we'll say. Here's the pitch. Going to be coming to the near side is going to be Jordan. Jordan's got the first down and leans ahead across the 10, across the 5, down to the 2. Wow. I didn't think he got that far down, but, man, did he get put on the jets at the end.
You know, you talk about your linemen being able to block, but I watched all the wide receivers on this side that they ran the ball to on the quick pitch. They all blocked corners and safeties and
gave him that opportunity to get that close to the goal line.
18 yards on the carry, and that one is not going to let Jordan finish it. He got swarmed by the Braves' right side. He gets no gain and bring up second down and goal, maybe a yard.
No, he looks like he's on the 1 foot line.
Yeah, he might have.
And he got yardage after he was stopped at the line of scrimmage too.
Jordan, a 5'11", 175 sophomore, gets the pitch to the near side now, and that one he's going to race into the end zone for the one-yard touchdown. He earned that one, though. I mean, he was the workhorse on that short field drive.
He got a couple of he had a run up the middle, nice, for about 12 yards. He had an 18-yard run on the quick pitch to the left, and then, of course, he had two shots at the goal line, getting in on the second one.
So the ever-so-entertaining extra point is coming up next with Cam Allison. The hold on by Gabe Packer. I'm going to correct that. Caden Hess.
Well, he's kicking with the wrong foot, Kevin. He's left-footed.
True, but that one was well put through the uprights. Makes it 53-0. I was waiting to make sure I didn't miss the scoreboard update.
You know, Kevin, even with the way all these points being scored, that my 5-9 will never come up.
Well, if you're playing fantasy football, you probably watch a lot of Red Zone, but if you have a favorite team like the Eagles or Steelers, you're probably listening to Eagle 107, especially when the game starts at noon on Sunday as the Eagles host the L.A. Rams. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick with a call. That's on Eagle 107. And right about the same time, actually at 11 a.m., the Steelers Football Network gets underway. Home opener against the Broncos. Kickoff is set for 1 on 100.9 The Valley Sunday afternoon. And by the way, tomorrow, Phillies baseball on Eagle 107. Phillies are at home to take on the Nats, I believe, with the on deck starting at 5:30. See the full broadcast schedule at eagle107.com.
Hopefully we'll be listening to Penn State football on 1070.
Very, very soon. Second to last weekend,
I think. Did the schedule come out?
I didn't see it come out yet, but I didn't get a chance to look before we had to make the trip here. That one going through the end zone and out of play and with a touch strike.
You know, both the kickoff and the extra point kicker are left-footed. That's, you know, a lot of times you don't see that. Many left-footed kickers. Phillies are losing the second game, aren't they?
No, they're winning 2-1, top of the fourth. They won the first game of the doubleheader against the Blue Jays 7-0. That will be joined in progress immediately following Selins Grove Central Mountain football on Eagle 107. And you can listen to that at 107.3 FM after this. Under center is Balestrini, trying to get the Braves on the board. He will hand the ball off to the near side. Running to the near side is Simcoe. Simcoe across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's going to be good enough for 11 and the second first down of the game for the Braves.
Nice job by the right side of the Shikellamy offensive line. Everybody blocked down. They sealed everything, come from inside out, and they basically gave Simcoe a little bit of running room where he could use some of those skills to make some direction change and pick up all that yardage.
Balestrini taking time in the huddle now.
Well, then he's not sure. He's trying to read off of his wrist the play that was given to him. Now we're set to go, Kevin.
By the way, I'm going to correct. I said the Nats tomorrow for the Phillies on Eagle 107. It is actually Toronto at 5:30, 6:05 first pitch. And a handoff left side. Not a whole lot of running room there for Simcoe, but he comes up with about two to the 33-yard line. Clock winding down here for the end of the third quarter as Simcoe gets up late with a Bulldog to tackle them getting up late. That's a Packer. Braves might get one more playoff here before the end of the third quarter. Gittens will go out, split to the wide side of the field. Tight end and wing to the near side, moving left to right. That wing is now in motion. That's Schaefer Knights. He's getting the call. He'll get to the 34-yard line and will be stopped there. And that will do it for the third quarter of play. The final stanza is on the way next. Jersey Shore leading it 53-0. This is Braves football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Third down and 7 from the 34-yard line for the Braves. Play action pass. Balestrini rolling out. This is a bootleg all the way. He's got it to 35. Stiff arms down to the 39-yard line and is going to come up just about 2 yards short as he gets hammered out of bounds into the Jersey Shore sidelines at the 39.
And they're going to go for it, Kevin.
Absolutely.
What do you got to lose here? It's going to be fourth and a long 1.5, 2 yards.
A fourth and two now for the Braves. Balestrini on this fourth down under center, wing to the near side, receiver to the near side. Here's the handoff. Semko pushing the pile across the 40.
Oh boy.
He is going to be getting the first down by the official on the far side. The near side official has him at the 30, at the 41, a yard short. Let's see who wins the discussion. It is the far side official that gets it by about the nose of the ball. So the Braves get another first down here in this drive.
Two in a row, Kevin.
That is two in a row. You're right. And in motion to the backfield is Knights. Hey, play action pass. Balestrini. Three men coming on him. He's got to fire the fire downfield and overthrows it. But I'll tell you what, he had pressure all over the place there. Three men bearing down on him.
Yeah, all backside, players that are away from the play, and they just, put the old ears back and come hard. And again, Drew's throwing on the run.
Clock continues to move here in this winding Mercy Rule second half. 53-0 Jersey Shore. Braves trying to get on the scoreboard for the second time here in 2020. Over to the far side of the field. That's where Marshall is. He does not have a catch tonight. Now, changing the play at the line is Balestrini. He talked to Marshall, yelled out that direction. Back to pass Balestrini, looking for Marshall. He's firing it to Marshall. He doesn't have Marshall, but almost had it. And almost picking the ball off at the same time was
21. Kate Vakula did a nice job. He had inside position, stayed inside of Marshall on that pass. I think they looked at the matchup, on that side. It was basically one-on-one, and Davis had a little bit of height advantage against the player from Jersey Shore, so they went for it.
Coach Coombe now calling Balestrini over to get the play in. Third down and 10. 41-yard line. Braves have to get to the 49 of Jersey Shore to get the first down. Remember, this is the first time these two teams have played. They'll play again in Jersey Shore later in October.
At
Braves
Thompson
are going to have to
Street
hustle.
Stadium.
Yes, indeed. Balestrini, play action. Pressure coming. Fires it off downfield, and a lot of hand fighting going on. No flag, no call, and a good no call because that ball was a good 5-6 yards overthrown.
And again, not a lot of time for Drew to set up and throw that pass.
So the Braves will punt the ball away as the clock winds with 8:35 to go here in a 53-0 Jersey Shore lead. And for the first time all second half, Gittins will have a chance to put one into the wind instead of putting one and getting it stopped by the wind.
Well, they finally got all the extra players off the field, and we can have the punt.
Oh, that was a low snap. Gittins has it. No pressure.
Line drive kick, and that one's going to roll forever. He's going to get the hop at the 10, the 5, but it goes into the end zone. Boy, did that ball roll. That just hit right on the end, and it just was not going to stop.
Yep. I think John would have liked if he could have got the ball up in the air, carry it down there a little bit further, and get it inside the 20-yard line. Now Jersey Shore gets the shot at their own 20.
Quick reminder that coming up on Saturday, the 26th at 11 o'clock, the Shikellamy Braves football chicken barbecue will be going on, getting underway. 11 a.m. until it's all sold out, thanks to the America's Hose Company. They're going to help out with that. $10 platters with the choice of two sides, rolled dessert, $6 for the half. That is next Saturday.
A lot of chicken barbecues going on, Kevin.
That's all right. I like that. I like chicken barbecue. I like any kind of food. What am I talking about? Coming across to the near side with the football is Brady Jordan. He already has a touchdown tonight, and he has a gain of 6. Actually, they're going to now say 5. Tell you what, I'm having a tough time with the VAR official. He is just one step, and then he'll take another slide step, and then come back. And of course, he's on the opposite side of the field from where the ball is, too. Here's the handoff. That's right, a really big back here. I think is that going to be Cam Allison again? Yeah, I didn't think he was in there.
What's that?
I didn't think Allison was back in the game. But he is.
Williamson in on the tackle. Along with Martin.
No gain. Here comes the handoff, and coming to the near side trying to dodge traffic is Jordan. And Brady Jordan comes up with maybe a yard. Will bring up 4th down and 6. So this is the first 3-and-out of the evening for Jersey Shore. And ready to punt the ball away will be Anderson, who had a 30-yard punt earlier tonight. Pfeiffer back with his heels on the 41-yard line of Shikellamy.
They need a player yet.
And Jersey Shore will get said player in. This happens a lot this time of year when you're mixing and matching first team, second team, and then have to go to a punt formation. They do a wide punt formation from the line. Anderson will get the ball to hit at about the 49, take a sideways bounce to the Shikellamy 47, and that's where the Braves will take over. 6:26 to go, and that, I believe, is the best field position of the evening for the Braves.
Yeah, they're close to midfield.
According to my numbers.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kevin.
Have the Braves had it across the 50 tonight? Maybe once.
Good point. I'm not sure, but I would.
Let's go over to Don Leitzel. Have the Braves had the ball across the 50-yard line tonight? I can only think they were close at least once. I don't think they've had the ball across the 50 tonight. So the Braves offense will try and get things going, and we're going to see a change at quarterback for Shikellamy as the second team offense is now in the game under the direction of Brandon Workman. Braves second team had a score a week ago against Central Mountain. Here's the handoff, running to Simcoe now. Simcoe will get outside and come up with a nice gain of 8 to the 45-yard line. And a player down for Shikellamy. And looks like it might be another, going to be another
cramp.
Leg cramp. Coach Kaiser making his way out there with Mike Elder, the trainer, longtime trainer here at Shikellamy.
Hey, Kev, who was the all-time leader in Shikellamy leg cramps?
I'm going to say you.
T.J. Herzog is correct, all right? I heard it from over there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'd forgotten about T.J.,
And he's now in the coaching staff.
Yeah, you're right. It seemed to be for the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yep, they used to keep pickle juice down on the field for him.
There's a stat you're never going to hear. That's Schaefer Nice, by the way, with the leg.
How can you not remember that? We talk about that all the time.
I know, but it was so funny and so out of so unusual of a stat of the day. That is a Dan Patrick stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Bop.
I'm sure TJ will really appreciate that when everybody's asking him about it.
That's beautiful. All right, so it'll be second down and about three-quarters of a yard for the Braves as Wertman takes the ball under center with a wing to the near side, the ball in the near hash mark. And he will hand it off. It'll come to the near side with Gage Wolf. Wolf will have the first down across the first down marker to the 40, so a gain of three on that first down carry.
I'd like to see Gage Wolf in the open field once. He hasn't had the opportunity. And same way with Simcoe. Once they get, you know, they don't have to worry about somebody holding on to them when they get through that initial hole. Because both of them have enough speed to get to the goal line quickly.
Still laughing about the most leg cramps. That's a great stat. Oh, can't say I've ever had that on my prep work. Over to the right side, it's Gage Wolf again, getting strung out a little bit, and he will be dropped at the 40-yard line. Not much running room there, as the Bulldogs were able to chase him down with Gage Wilson on the tackle. Clock winding with 4:40 to go in the final stanza, with the score 53-0 in favor of Jersey Shore. Braves do have it across the 50 for the first time tonight as Wertman goes back to pass and is set, dropped at the 49-yard line, coming back and chasing him down. Big number 72 for the Bulldogs, who I do not have on the roster.
I don't have it either, Kevin.
My apologies, because that was a play that deserved to be attributed.
One thing that Jersey Shore's defense, whether it's their first team, second team, or third team, does well is the pursuit from the backside is so quick, because those kids are that's basically, as soon as they see the quarterback or the back go away from them, they're supposed to get to the other side, and they do it very well.
Third down and yikes, and here comes the counter play, and Chase Morgan is spinning his way across the 45-yard line. And they'll say that's as far as he'll get, is a gain of three. So it'll be fourth down now and 15 from the 45, and the Braves will bring on the punting unit as the clock winds with 3:27 remaining here in the game. Don't forget, coming up in the postgame, we'll have the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Chief says he's got it in mind.
I do.
All right. We'll hold you to that. Good snap, and then can't hang on to it is Gittins. Gets the punt away, though. Hits and is stopped at the 20-yard line. Actually, they're going to spot at the 21-yard line as it rolls right into the hands of Gage Wolf. Let's get a quick update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. That one is Central Mountain and Selins Grove. And those two teams, by the way, also play twice this year. They're in the fourth quarter, Central Mountain hanging on to a 7-3 lead in the fourth on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com and on the app.
Probably a real nail biter. You know, last year that was a close game. Selins Grove got a touchdown at the very end to make it look a little more easy for them, but Central Mountain played them tough last year.
And we'll see who's in at quarterback now. It looks like it's going to be Nick Williams, the freshman. And Williams will keep it himself from the 21-yard line and come up with 5 to the 26. Get you some updates, too, on the Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard. Shamokin leading Milton 30-0 in the third. Muncie 42, Bucktail 8 in the fourth. Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 7 in the fourth. I think that's a little bit of an upset.
I think so, too.
Here's the handoff. Running room off the left side for Andrus, but not a ton. He's going to actually look like he was going to get outside, and then he got snowed under. And I believe one of the guys that got there was Rivera. Another update in the third quarter. Southern Columbia leading 41-0 over Bloomsburg. Montoursville 36. Central Columbia 3 in the third. And running to the near side for the first down is Williams. He'll cross the 35 to the 40 and run out of bounds just short of the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 15.
Do they stop the clock for
moving the chains?
No,
I don't think they do. The clock just re-ran, started right back up right away.
Well, that's because the official just went like this, Kevin.
Yeah. So Williams now with the ball at the quarterback slot. Williams will look over the defense in the shotgun. He will be drawing with a huge hole over the right side of the 45, knocked off his feet for a first down carry of 10 at the 50. But a good hit, though, by Dylan Flowers. Unfortunately, it was after the first down at the 50-yard line.
These are the two teams that will be playing Monday night here, Kevin.
Indeed.
And I'm glad to see that we're getting junior varsity games
this year. I think that's important.
That's important for the
league, and not only the program. And that time running for some room is Williams. Williams will break one tackle. He will get to the 50-yard line and to the Shikellamy 49 with under 1 minute remaining. We'll run down the full list of scores on the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard, and you can find that online as well at WKOK.com. Then maybe you can flip over to Eagle 107 on the app and check out the end of the Selins Grove Central Mountain game. Sounds like a dandy. Once again, quarterback draw for Williams. Williams to the 49, the 48, and leans ahead to the 47-yard line. And my guess is that will do it for this game. Jersey Shore, very impressive tonight as they have just run over Shikellamy 53-0. And they are not even going to spot the ball this time. Final score, Jersey Shore 53, Shikellamy nothing. Postgame scoreboard coming up next. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to support the Shikellamy Braves. Like the quarterback, they are the leaders in the field of home health, medical equipment, and respiratory services. Visit us online to learn more or stop by our newest location in Selins Grove at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Go Braves!
I admit it, my SUV is like the messiest vehicle on the planet. I'm the car that no one wants to ride along in. Getting the inside of this baby clean was way beyond possible, I thought. Until I found Hoopy's Detailing right here in Sunbury. The owner, Mike, personally fully cleans and vacuums your car's interior, and it is spotless. He's a perfectionist and treats your car like it's a luxury vehicle, no matter how messy. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing, Race Street, Sunbury. That's Hoopies Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing. Find them on Facebook.
Jersey Shore finishes off a 53-0 win over the Shikellamy Braves in game one of this series of two this year. The Braves just could not get anything going here offensively tonight. Let's take a moment and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Football.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we wrap things up here from Shikellamy Stadium tonight. And the Braves just, saw the uphill battle at the end of the first quarter. It was already 28-0. Jersey Shore, Hess with a couple of rushing touchdowns, Packer with a couple of rushing touchdowns, a scoop and score by Myers for Jersey Shore, Owen Anderson with a 17-yard touchdown catch, Allison with a 2-yard touchdown run, and Jersey Shore did whatever they wanted to do tonight, frankly.
This is a Braves I thought Central Mountain was a good football team. This is an incredible football team, Kevin.
Again, I can't say enough how surprised I am at how well this team ran a no-huddle offense, or such an up-tempo offense, with just not having that much time to prepare.
They did it better than most teams that, you know, I'm talking about colleges.
And, oh, my gosh, yes.
And whatever. Yeah, it's, you know, I saw Coach Kizer go over and talk to not just the coach from Jersey Shore, but he talked to a couple of those players. And I think he realizes that his team ran into a top-notch program right now. And, you know, going as far as they did last year, was it Larson was the quarterback for them last year? And you think after he's not here that things are going to go a little bit backwards? They didn't. They progressed like Southern progresses.
You know, and you've talked about it over the years. Coach Hortz talked about it over the years. Coach Purnell used to talk about it time and time again. Those extra weeks when you're in the playoffs and that you can extend your season and getting those extra practices during the year that you wouldn't normally get to make these younger players better, seeing that tonight. You're seeing that with the Jersey Shore program right now. This is a program that, quite honestly, was the doormat for so long. I mean, I remember, you know, you would have the Jersey Shore game circled on your schedule because you felt confident you were going to get the win. And this is a program that has been turned around. Coach Gravish has done a lot of that turning around as well with this program. Everybody's buying into it. The town buys into it. Man, when they went to the playoffs, they brought, I mean, you basically turned out the lights in Jersey Shore when you left.
Yeah, it was, you know, I guess you said everything there, Kevin. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm impressed with them. You know, when you're coaching against a team like this that has this much energy and this much athletic ability and that nothing that you practiced all week long works, and let's face it, that's what happened tonight. And, you know, I've been down here for two or three practices because I've been, you know, doing the soccer games and I've watched, and they're working just as hard as anybody else and are trying to get a game planned together, and everything that they tried tonight just wasn't falling into place.
Well, this will give us an opportunity to talk about our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And, Chief, there were a lot of big plays in this game. I'm guessing the one that you picked happened in the first quarter.
It did, and it was the, as you said, the scoop and score, all right? You know, it was a sack by Drew Balestrini. Got sacked. The ball came loose. And we do not have the name of the person that had the sack.
No.
But we do have the person that did the scoop.
Yeah, that was Quincy Myers, the senior.
Into the end zone. So, and at that point, that, you know, that was devastating. And, you know, did it put him up 21 or 28 nothing at that time? I forget.
The scoop and score made it 21 to nothing with the extra point. But still, you're looking at only 7 minutes had gone by in the game, and it was already 21 points on the board.
I think I said I thought the game might be over by the end of the first quarter.
And you were not far from the truth there.
You do not recover from a 28 to nothing first quarter unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the scoop and score was our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Let's get updated here on a couple of the scores from around the region online at WKOK.com with our Blaze Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Now a final. Actually, we'll get to that in a minute. Fourth quarter score, Mifflinburg leading Lewisburg 17-14. That is now a tight game with 3 points the difference on 100.9 the Valley right now. Shamokin in control over Milton at last check in the third quarter, 30 to nothing. Also in the fourth quarter, Muncie 42, Bucktail 24, Northwest 21, Montgomery 10. It is Hughesville 37, Warrior Run 13, Southern Columbia 41, Bloomsburg nothing. Montoursville pounding Central Columbia 43 to nothing. In the third quarter, that score is. Now in the fourth quarter, Danville 49, Midwest 7. And our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week is now a final. Central Mountain 7, Selinsgrove nothing. Central Mountain?
Three.
I'm sorry. 7-3. Thank you for correcting me. What I was thinking about, I was thinking ahead, when was the last time that Central Mountain was 2-0 to start the season?
Hey, listen, they're probably going to erect a statue and put it down there right with all the donors that put the field in.
They're enjoying that
there.
New field now, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and you know what, Kevin? The only thing that surprises me is that Central Mountain didn't score more. And I think you got to give Stealing's Grove a lot of credit because we know what Central Mountain was capable of doing, and they held them to a touchdown.
Well, not one player doesn't make a difference, but Nate Schoen out really is big.
Yeah, that as far as we know, he did not play. So, I mean, I'm not saying on offense as much, but Nate plays
also
down on defense and that stuff. So, sorry to hear about that one.
Yeah, that's and that could. You know, be devastating to his to wrestling too, and he's an outstanding wrestler as well.
Has a lot of Division I scholarship
absolutely.
Offers. Not maybe some of the bigger schools, but you know, like Pitt's not a slouch when it comes to wrestling.
They are not. Let's take a quick look at some of the numbers here as we wrap things up. Allison with on the ground, 20 carries, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Anderson with 2 carries for 8 yards. Jordan with 10 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. Packer with 8 carries, 31 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Williams with 5 carries, 32 yards. Weary with a carry for 9. That makes 48 carries, 233 yards on the ground, and 4 touchdowns for the Bulldogs. In the air, Weary was very impressive. He was 11 for 17 in the first half for 179, added another completion to make himself 172 in the first half, 12 of 18 for 179 in the second half. Hess with 8 catches for 109 yards, 2 touchdowns. He got those extra 7 yards in the second half, by the way. Anderson with 2 catches, 42 yards and a touchdown. Dugan with a catch for 29. 12 catches, 179 yards in the air and 3 touchdowns. 7 touchdowns on the board, 3 in the air, 4 on the ground, 1 defensively, and 419 yards offense and 19 first downs. Wow.
It's a good night's work, Kevin.
It is indeed. Braves numbers, unfortunately, not quite as high. Semcoe, 12 carries, 34 yards. Ballastrini with 4 carries for 14. Wolf with 4 carries for 1. Schaefer Knights had 3 carries for 0. Morgan, 2 carries for 3. Braves with 21 yards total rushing on 28 carries. Ballastrini just 2 of 16 with an interception for 11 yards. His one completion went to Pfeiffer for 11 and Wolf for no gain. Braves with 32 yards offense, 4 first downs, 3 of those coming in the second half. They turned the ball over 3 times and had 1 penalty for 5 yards in the game. That's the bright spot, I guess.
But think about it, there were hardly any penalties in the game at all. I mean, you know, think about it. The game hardly stopped. I think there was a stretch there where Jersey Shore got 2 or 3 for having motion penalties, but other than that, it went relatively smooth.
So a tough night for the Shikellamy Braves as they fall 53-0 to Jersey Shore. Milton, the next opponent for the Braves, on the road. We'll give you an update on the Phillies and Blue Jays. They're now in the bottom of the fourth inning. They are tied at 5 apiece. That game will be joined in progress following the post game for the Seals, who lost to Central Mountain 7-3 on Eagle 107. Another update: Mifflinburg answers the Lewisburg touchdown with a drive of its own. Just a few seconds left in that game, and we'll get an update on that one. Looks like that has now gone to a final. Now Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 14. That is now a final. Mifflinburg with what I think is a small upset,
oh, yeah,
a Little Brown Jug game on the road, technically in Selins Grove at Lewisburg. So Milton is still trailing Shamokin 30-0 that game in the fourth quarter. That's where we'll be next week. So you compare, you know, where both of these teams are. Both teams 0-2 coming in, unless something, you know, one of those Alcoa fantastic finishes comes out in Milton. Both teams coming into Alumni Field, both 0-2. They have to both have this game circled on their calendar as an opportunity to right the ship.
Yep, and they play each other twice.
Indeed.
And, of course, we'll be headed up to the Jersey Shore in October.
Not looking forward to that for many reasons, but...
Well, we'll just look forward to stopping at the sheets between Williamsport and Jersey Shore, along with everybody else from the game.
It's, I think, and every other game
yeah,
that
exactly.
way, too. So, Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here from Shikellamy Stadium on senior night.
Well, we're disappointed as announcers for the Braves. I'm sure the fans are disappointed. The kids are probably super disappointed. I saw Coach Kaiser down. He spent a lot of extra time talking to them after the game. In fact, right now the entire staff is probably trying to make up a couple of decisions of what they're going to do, all right, in order to get this this thing back on track, get the Shikellamy locomotive going, and a good solid win against the Milton Black Panthers next week. We'll certainly get it done.
Listen, a W makes everybody feel a little bit better going into practice on the follow at watching film on Monday and back into practice on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Once again, our final score. It was Jersey Shore 53, Shikellamy nothing. Braves fall to 0-2 on the season. The Bulldogs will improve to 2-0. Coming up on Sunday, Eagles football on Eagle 107. They will host the LA Rams on Eagle 107, getting underway with a pregame at noon. Kickoff with Maryland Mike at 1. And on 100.9 The Valley, it's Steelers football as they have the home opener against the Broncos. Starting at 11, kickoff at 1 on 100.9 The Valley.
You know, I forgot to say we wish the best for Coach Hort, who's having a little health issue right now. And, you know, he's been a big part of Shikellamy football. And we just wish him the best and hope everything gets straightened out and gets back amongst us again.
Of all the people you have spent the most time with, Coach Hort has spent the second most time with.
Exactly.
By far.
And I've known the man since I've been 12 years old. So that's
you indeed have.
Only 54 years.
Coach, get better. Shikellamy Braves football is the WKOK Sports presentation.